192 days left until the 2020 election this November. It's Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. And we're alive. We're human beings that have a destiny. If we take our destinies in our hands and don't let others govern our destinies. I was thinking about how Friday and Sunday and the last few days we broke those videos at InfoWars and Band.video that showed the UN's top scientists admitting vaccines are killing people and they've been covering it up and that their own doctors think vaccines are bad. And then all those other top scientists for 20 hours agreeing. We posted the video, and now it's about 600,000 people watched it on Band.video, but the real story is that Google and Twitter and Facebook are blocking people, trying to even link to the raw UN video itself on the UN site. They're signed on to pure evil, but we already knew that, didn't we? We already knew. Google and Apple and all of them are moving to China and have endorsed the most evil authoritarian regime the planet has ever seen. And that's a benchmark for what they're shooting for as the UN openly adopts the Chinese Communist Global Social Credit Score officially 2 weeks ago as a planetary control system tax and control operation. But humanity is waking up, and their attempts to suppress the truth, I believe, will fail, because time and time again throughout history, evil has looked like it's going to win right up to the last moment, and that's finally when the people awaken out of their slumbers to the challenge yet again. And I think about our ancestors and all they've gone through to bring us to this point. In the great human saga, the march to the stars and beyond. And deep in my heart, I know in the end, the technocrats will fail, but many billions will die in the process. And on the other side, we'll look back and ask, how did we ever let evil get this far? And we'll have to look in the mirror and realize it was because of us all these bad things happened, because good men have to stand down to let evil triumph. But it will be because of the actions we take now that we rectify that and one day can stand before the creator of the universe and hopefully measure up enough to go to the next level. Yes, reality's way more epic than anyone could try to put into words. And here we are on the precipice of choosing the direction of our civilization forever. I have to say yet again that InfoWars is 100% been the tip of the spear. And again, I don't say that to say, oh, look, we're the tip of the spear. Aren't we great? It's actually a great responsibility. In fact, it was Paul Watson about 4 years ago that began to really expose the incel movement as being the mass shooters. Others on the internet had pointed it out, and then Paul magnified it, InfoWars magnified it, Drudge linked to our stories. And now the FBI and the Texas State Police have come out and said, actually, almost every mass shooter has been a incel, involuntarily celibate into the occult, driven by an ideology of hatred for humanity and depopulation, and of course, Satanism. Now, it isn't that InfoWars had some magical crystal ball. It was that we were tracking who these people were. And, of course, law enforcement knew this as well, but the ADL was still in control and was telling us it was all Christians that were the enemy and gun owners. Well, now all that's been thrown to the side, and law enforcement's openly publishing the truth. And the truth is, it's Antifa, leftist, incel, needle dicks that are the problem. We'll be back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Five nuclear-armed states must work together to neutralize the threat of global war, says Vladimir Putin during an annual State of the Nation address that took place just hours ago. We're going to be playing part of that speech coming up and reading some of the Russian into English translations. That's what's going on the planet Earth. Remember, there's not just the United States, but an entire planet struggling against corporate tyranny that is establishing systems of communist control and divide and conquer over populations. Well, the governor of Virginia has done exactly what we said he would do. First, he declared an emergency inside the Capitol and said you can't have guns there when there's going to be a large pro-Second Amendment rally. And then he said, now I declare it on the Capitol and the Capitol grounds. And I predict he's going to declare a bigger emergency. And we've got some of those newscasts coming up for you here in just a moment. Despite massive protest, Virginia Democratic gun control bills go full steam ahead, pass first hurdle. Remember those headlines from InfoWars and Natural News a few months ago? Here's one from December. Virginia governor plans to use roadblocks and UN troops to seize guns. They're actually talking about using the UN and using troops. And then every time we go, oh, that's crazy, that's dangerous, they go, oh, we don't mean that. So they're just getting you in the habit of hearing that term, emergency, and then the emergency begins to expand. You're like, why would they want to pick a fight with gun owners? Why would they be so incendiary? Well, that's the whole point. And then we learn from the Bernie Sanders campaign operative that they're going to burn down Milwaukee at the DNC, where InfoWars will be, where I will be, if Sanders doesn't get the nomination. And then if Trump wins, they're going to burn it there. And the fires will spread from that summer of rage across the nation. There will be an overthrow of the government. Law enforcement will be under communist control. And they will then arrest white males and put them in re-education camps. And, of course, some will have to be killed. And the police will have to be killed until they learn to submit. Turns out this individual's been arrested for all sorts of things and lives in his mother's basement. Now, some folks live in their mother's basement and take care of their mother, but it's just, with these guys, the same thing always applies. And we have these Texas domestic terrorism threat assessment, a big old thick report that we scanned through this morning, an unclassified version. And I pretty much agree with everything I did read. I've only read maybe 20 pages of the 41 scanning over it, because I just learned of it this morning from nationalfile.com. Those guys are on the job, let me tell you. And so we basically post everything the National File comes out with. We appreciate them letting us do that. The great Tom Papert, that's one of the owners of it. And so that is a big deal. It's a huge deal. Texas government forewarns incel rebellion, says incels are emerging domestic terrorism threat. And then they go through chronicling how almost every mass shooting is the same ideology. Leftist, anti-human, they want to depopulate. They hate women because women don't like them. And then the thing the media advertises for them to do is go out and kill people. And so the guy at the Walmart was not a right-winger. He was an incel, leftist, radical environmentalist. The guy in Ohio the same day, devil worshiper, actual member of Antifa, huge Bernie supporter. He just got so crazed with the demonic evil, he just wanted to go kill. And folks with a gun stopped him. So you see the incel types and the other Antifa folks killing their wives and saying, I'm doing this so Trump will take the guns from the Republicans so we can kill them all. They don't even think through the logic of them being honest. We're going to kill people with guns so we can take your guns so we can kill you. They're even being honest about it now. Just lay down your weapons and we're going to kill you. After we torture you in a re-education camp. This is the mainline Democrat policy now. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. Trump's bad for saying America exists. They're now eating their own. Bernie Sanders turning on women, supposedly, we're told. But really, it's all just a made-up thing from Pocahontas, who's a congenital liar, saying that he told her once women can't win the presidency. This is them eating their own. It's all coming up when I start the next segment. But I want to go to some Caitlin Bennett here because I want to feature our great reporters more and more here on air. She's followed a bunch of incredible reports at band.video in her section going viral now. But this is what we're up against. Anti-Trumpers can't find what on a map? They can't find Iran on a map. This is illustrating the vicious dangerousness of these willfully ignorant morons. Who can't find their ass with both hands. So here's part of that report. Then we'll be back. I'll go right through the systematic plans of the Governor Northam and the deep state to try to trigger a civil war in Virginia coming up in the next few months. I'll be in D.C. this weekend and next week for the trial of the president in the Senate and in Virginia on the 20th there. So we'll be covering it all live here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for your support. But I want to just show you what Caitlin Bennett's up to.
We have a map here. We're wondering if people can point to Iran on the map.
I'm going to say.
The glasses, they don't have a lens in them.
Why don't your glasses have a lens?
No, they don't have a lens.
Does this matter?
I don't know. This one?
I don't understand. Don't make your reporter.
Nope.
I don't understand why this matters.
Nope, neither. Nope.
Well.
We all know the left have become foreign policy experts overnight. We're here in Toledo, Ohio at the Trump rally to see if leftists can even point to Iran on a map. It's right here, by the way. What do you think about what's going on with Iran?
Well, that scares me also. Because I feel Trump has a mental illness and he's narcissistic, I feel that everything he is doing is for his benefit only. I think a lot of other people feel that way, and I think anyone who works in the mental health field is aware that he has a narcissistic personality disorder.
All right, well, we're doing a little quiz. Uh-oh. We're asking people if they can identify Iran on the map.
That's you. You do that, because I can't. Okay. I won't find it.
One's
yeah.
Iraq, one's Iran.
Yeah, and I won't find it. Yeah.
I know where it's at.
Right there.
Saudi Arabia.
Point it out.
That's Saudi Arabia.
Well,
I got Saudi Arabia. I was close.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Iran situation?
I think that there's no way a sitting president should be able to assassinate someone like that without passing it through anything. Yeah. I think that war in Middle East, spending trillions of dollars in war in Middle East is pointless and evil and dangerous, especially when it's not only endangering American lives and soldiers, it's wasting our money and it's endangering lives in the Middle East.
Yes. Can you tell me where Iran is on the map?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No.
Can you guess?
I can guess. So, that looks like it's, somewhere around there. Yeah.
You pointed to the water.
I did. No. No, I pointed to the countries. Yeah.
I am against our current policy in Iran, and I am for peace, and I think that the Iranians have acted with restraint.
Cool. The Iranians have had restraint, is that what you said?
Yes.
U.S. intelligence sources say there is new evidence that Iran shot down a civilian passenger jet in its own airspace, killing many of its own citizens.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And, folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe, show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging. The social engineers know they're losing. One of their only gambits is to try to trigger a civil war in America, and we know from WikiLeaks, we know from their own internal documents that we have received. We know from the terrorism reports coming out from the state of Texas that they are trying to trigger that. And we knew Governor Northam was going to try to declare an emergency. We knew he was going to try to hype it up like people with guns are coming to get him. And so he'll have to have a law enforcement response. Then they stage a false flag or they provocateur an action, Jesse Smollett style, but on steroids. And then they say, look, the gun owners are the evil terrorists. They're the white supremacists. And they run the same operation we saw the Democrat-controlled state police did a couple years ago in Charlottesville. Here's the local news reporting on the emergency the governor's declaring.
11, an emergency ban on guns at Virginia's Capitol. Good evening. I'm Sarah Diamond.
I'm Josh Smith. The Associated Press reported within the last hour that Virginia Governor Ralph Northam plans to declare a temporary emergency tomorrow, banning all weapons, including guns, from Capitol Square in Richmond ahead of a massive rally that's planned next week over gun rights.
The AP says that's according to two state officials who were briefed on the plans but not authorized to speak publicly about them. Governor Northam reportedly will announce these plans at a new conference tomorrow afternoon and cite what his administration thinks are credible threats of potential violence and extremism.
Well, this comes as Virginia lawmakers are considering several gun control measures across the Commonwealth after Democrats won control of the Virginia General Assembly.
And the Democrats said, we're going to call out the military. We're going to set up checkpoints. Hell yes, we'll take your AR-15s. Well, they repeated what Beto said. We reported on all that in the last few months. Everybody else got upset. And even listeners are like, Alex, this is going to be more hardcore than you're even saying. Why aren't you making a bigger deal out of it? And I was just not wanting to escalate things and hoping the deep state would back down. But more and more, it becomes very clear they're going to try to pull something in Virginia. And it all starts basically on the 20th. They're going to try to put provocateurs into the crowds. They're going to try to stage something so he can declare a larger emergency and begin gun confiscation across the state in an attempt to trigger a civil war. So I want to open the phones up for law enforcement, for the military particularly, to give us your take on what needs to be done to stop this. Because obviously, they try to go out and confiscate guns federally. We, as a nation, we'd have to stand up to that. If a governor's trying it and people are like Mahatma Gandhi and turn them in, they won't be able to start their civil war. But they'll just provocateur it, maybe have a sniper shoot some anti-gunners. I mean, this is their playbook. And they're failing on every other front. They already sent somebody to try to kill all the Patriot Republicans at their baseball game. They're saying be violent to Republicans. They're saying kill Trump and his family. They're saying kill me. They go to Tucker Carlson's house. And now the FBI and state police in Texas have put out reports saying they're Antifa incels planning terrorism nationwide to usher in a collapse of the government and trigger a civil war. It's all here. And you got the Bernie Sanders operative saying the exact same thing. We've got the old Weatherman reports saying the exact same thing. This has always been their playbook. Doesn't mean it's going to succeed. In fact, it has a long shot at it. But people better know this is real. And I'm just going to say it. We have a good governor, a great governor in Texas. But if the Dems turn the state blue, and they're close to it, and they tried something like this and wanted to have a big riot and wanted to blame it on President Trump, and they came to take my guns, at this point, I would turn them in knowing they were wanting a civil war. Then that would trigger such a political movement, the state would wake up and go back red.
And I'm not telling people turn your guns in Virginia. That's a decision you've got to make. I'm simply saying we need to try to fix this peacefully. We're winning politically. That's why they want to overturn the chess table and trigger a war with law enforcement that's being ordered to go out and take the guns. And I can tell you, 95% of the police and law enforcement I know, national studies show that too, it's over 90%, are totally pro-gun and understand that more guns means less crime, and they totally get what's happening. But the globalists, when they're in control of a blue state, can march the police off to war. And that's what they're trying to start, is a Bunker Hill, 1775, Lexington Concord, when the Redcoats got ordered to come take the guns. And the local English military had warned them not to try it. But remember what the captain at Bunker Hill said. He said, we don't want a war, so don't shoot first. But if they come for a war, then they're going to get one. And that's what happened, and that's how America was born. 1775. They got their act together in 1776, issued the Declaration of Independence, and George Washington marched off, and you know the rest is history. So we came out of an attempt to take the guns. Do we want to go ahead and just have that war now while Trump's the president? This is all about overthrowing him, getting civil war going. We don't want civil war. So a guy marched up to Beto in a stage photo op and said, you can take my gun if it saves people. Well, take my guns from my cold, dead hands. If there's an organized federal takeover that has a chance of really disarming us, and all this, we're going to have to organize with governors and others to understand we're going to have to fight it, like 1776. But we don't let them start the fight prematurely. In fact, we try to bypass this whole thing and fix things politically. That's why we have the First Amendment. It comes first. But this is an incredible time. James O'Keefe is also scheduled to join us coming up. And Syrian Girl will give us an update. And Mike Adams. And I really want to take your call. So we're only opening the phones up for law enforcement, particularly in Virginia or the D.C. area, but all over the country to give your take. Active duty military in the first round of calls. And I won't make you sit on hold a while. James O'Keefe scheduled to come on the next segment, but he usually pushes it back some. So we'll be going to calls next segment if James isn't here. As soon as he leaves, he's usually only on about 10 minutes or less. We will go to your calls. And the toll-free number for you to join us, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll get you right on air. And, you know, you'd think I would have memorized this new number by now. Guys, put it on screen for me. Thanks. But I'm just so used to the old number, 877-789-2539. And I know that number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 for police, for military, for active duty. What is your take on this? What would you do if they ordered you to go take guns? I mean, especially if you're in Virginia. I mean, this is an attempt to start a war. And so it's easy to go, they come for the guns, it's going to start here, let's get it going. We're winning politically. The left is self-destructing. Just like Trump's going to win out of the Senate trial. It's going to blow up in their face. But notice they want a civil war to start during that Senate trial next week. We'll be on the ground in D.C. and just miles away in Northern Virginia, where the Revolutionary War kicked off as well. Kicked off in Boston in the north and Virginia in the south. And it's just insane. 877-789-ALEX is the number. Your calls are coming up. James O'Keefe on the same story. The left wanting to trigger civil war, martial law, and burn down every major city. How do we stop that?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide, and James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is going to be joining us here in just a moment. The governor of Virginia has declared an emergency. They are already passing the laws through the process to ban and confiscate all semi-autos, as well as ammunition, banning gun ranges, you name it, as well as self-defense classes of all different types. Those bills are proceeding in the new Commonwealth legislature there in Virginia, and the governor is basically talking about going ahead and having gun confiscation, going ahead and having gun registration. And he's already declaring an emergency to just get the idea of an emergency going in your head so the deep state can trigger some type of civil unrest that leads to civil war in the region and martial law.
saying that President Trump is to blame, and then removing him while the Senate is in session next week with the trial of the president. All the planets are aligning right now, and our intel was the governor was planning this, and now you see it's beginning to unfold. This is a Jesse Smollett-type false flag, but a billion times bigger. I believe they're not going to be getting away with it. You notice that we also have the new Project Veritas bombshell videos with this operative for Sanders right out of the Weatherman handbook saying we're going to put people in camps, we're going to be violent. The only way to deal with Trump supporters is violence. You have the Texas domestic terrorism threat assessment saying incel leftist Antifa are the main terror threat, and they track how all over the country it's been Antifa incels carrying out almost all of the mass shootings. So it all ties together. Joining us is James O'Keefe of Project Veritas with just another incredible bombshell, more even coming, of the Democrats planning civil unrest starting at the DNC, spreading across the country. We're not just hearing it from this individual. We're hearing it from a lot of them in the past as well. So this is really something, James, it looks like, that is at the core of what they're planning. James?
Yeah, Alex, I mean, this tape is maybe the most shocking statements you'll ever hear from a political campaign ever. This guy's a paid field organizer in Iowa. He's one of the top field organizers, again, paid by the campaign, currently, we understand, still employed by the campaign, which is really extraordinary. In this tape, he's praising Soviet gulags. He's saying that he's on board for gulags. He's up for shooting people who are against the revolution. He wants to, and this is probably the most shocking thing you'll hear in this tape, he wants to denazify people through Bernie's public education funding. So he's saying that that's the whole point of funding free tuition in college and schools, to change people's behavior. He also says, I'm going to quote him in this video that we just released today, there are things that are more important than the rule of law in the United States. So these are the sorts of things that we might suspect that these people believe, but they're really coming out full bore and revealing who they actually are to our undercover reporters there in the state of Iowa, Alex.
And in the same breath, he explains we need re-education camps, using the old Soviet term. Then he says, you know, Stalin did a good job. People actually like these. This is how we teach, you know, uppity people to bust rocks 12 hours a day. But they were actually good places, but I will shoot people. But he goes, so that's what the colleges are, is re-education camps. That's why it needs to be free for everybody. So he's admitting what you and I and others have said, is colleges are phasing themselves in to open-air re-education camps.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we suspect. This is the mission of what we do. These people have these really in deep beliefs, and they don't express them outwardly. But he says kind of what we all suspect, and it's a failure of our public education system. People don't understand what gulags even are. It's amazing to me. Gulags were trending on Twitter because of the expose yesterday. Not everyone knows the horrors, the psychological horror, the terror of a gulag, and how they would force people to confess to crimes they didn't commit. This guy says, we need to send wealthy people to gulags to break rocks. He even says they had, quote, conjugal visits in gulags. I mean, and you might say, well, this is one crazy guy. It's one isolated incident. Well, first of all, Alex, as a result of what has been revealed so far, almost all of Bernie Sanders' campaign people in the state of Iowa have taken down their Twitter accounts. They've locked their Twitter accounts in reaction to this expose. So that is a reaction. It's having impact. And second of all, Alex, if you know Project Veritas, you know our modus operandi is to release one tape, draw them into saying that it's one person, low level, whatever, isolated, and then reveal more. So we're hoping for a reaction today from the Sanders campaign. We have our people camped outside of their offices. We saw one of your reporters, Owen, was actually asking CNN as they walked into the debate whether they're going to ask Bernie Sanders these questions. And Alex, they did not ask Bernie Sanders any questions about these tapes last night.
Well, in fact, we then saw through the windows, Anderson went, got the police, and then had him basically thrown off campus, saying CNN rented the whole campus. They admitted they do get public funds. They admit they actually only rented the auditorium. They admitted anybody else could be there, but they said no reporters that weren't authorized.
I mean, that's their definition of journalist. And my response is, people say, well, where is the media on this? I say, listen, if they don't want to report the news, the media, this is newsworthy, by the way. When you have a paid a top field organizer in the state of Iowa praising the Soviet Union and saying that we need to have a conspiracy to murder police before the Milwaukee convention. Well, guess what? If the media is not going to report that, then we're going to report that and we will become the media. These videos got, I don't know how many, 5, 6, 7 million views in the last 24 hours. Everyone is talking about them, and I got them right where I want them, Alex. We got one guy, and there are more tapes, more employees. Please do say this is isolated, Bernie Sanders and your campaign staff. I hope they say it's isolated. The only thing they can say is that it's isolated. And then when they say that, my next question to them is going to be, what are you going to do when I show more Kyle Jurichs in your campaign? What's then the move going to be? What are you going to do about it? And it appears, Alex, the move is they're going to take down all of their Twitter accounts. So this is the first presidential campaign in American history where they take down all of their social media in response to some of the things that they actually believe in.
Well, you know, and I know, because we're on the ground dealing with this, that mainline left at these universities now talk like this. They say it to my face, your face. They're all over the place saying, we're going to put you in camps. We're going to re-educate you. Obama had it put in the Army Field Manual in 2010 to prepare re-education camps, even use the Soviet term. And then you have Hillary talking about fun camps. Larry Grathwald infiltrated the weathermen that then trained Obama. And they were there talking, saying, we're going to put 50 million people in re-education camps and kill 25 million of them. And these were the leaders of the weathermen. This came out in federal court. So this is really who these people are, violent Marxist-Leninist revolutionaries foaming at the mouth, salivating for this.
Well, and that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, we don't actually believe in these things. This is a crazy guy. But I think you hit the nail on the head. It's him saying you're not going to get Bernie to say gulag, quote gulags, but like all aboard for gulags. There needs to be re-education for a significant portion of society. That's the intention of gulags. And if you're going to fight back against the revolution, he says, we're going to remove you and put you in Siberia where you will learn the effing value of like being a comrade. That's what it has to be. Kyle says, quote, I'm an anarcho-communist. I'm as far to the left as you can possibly get. He says, quote, I didn't even count Justin, me, Derek, Danielle, Jessica. We're all further left than democratic socialists. So he's saying that
he's saying we're all this. This is how we identify. You've got to go in a minute. Obviously, more big bombshells to drop. Can you give us any hints?
Yeah, I mean, I think the stuff coming out is even more shocking. We're looking for a reaction from the campaign today. We do believe that we will get one. I think we'll get one today. And as soon as we get that reaction, Alex, their response, there's nothing they can say. But as soon as they respond, then we're going to announce the next one, probably released early next week. It's going to be a series, expose2020.com. Sign up, get our videos, expose2020.com, to see the next one that's about to drop.
And let me throw this out at you as well in closing. Listeners, go to the events, go in, get in the front row, and bring it up. Don't let them shut this down. They're not responding because they know it's their ethos. Bernie went to the Soviet Union and praised it, Venezuela and praised it. He is absolutely a Stalin, a Mao in the offing. James O'Keefe, we salute you again in Project Veritas. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. See you soon.
All right, there goes James O'Keefe, always on fire. Wow. All right, your phone calls are coming up on the governor.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, Infowars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
Infowars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered Can't Miss Formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Well, the Liberty Movement, patriotic, loyal, smart, common sense Americans, have held off the globalist operation for a long time. And now we've retaken the presidency. And our kin, fellow travelers of liberty, countering the globalist fellow travelers of communism, are winning elections all over the world and turning the tide. So what do the deep states do? The Chi-Coms massively increase funding of media operations, not just here but around the world, to propagandize the population against their own countries. And then they try to look at different racial and ethnic groups to play off those groups against each other. And that's what's happening right now. By holdouts, embeds, moles of the Democrats and neocons. I'm going to your phone calls, Joshua, Brady, Michael, and others. Joshua served for 3 years in Virginia. He's in Washington right now, served as a police officer, couldn't get a better caller to be able to talk about the governor saying that he's declared first an emergency at the Capitol, then the grounds, because the people are coming with guns, introducing the idea of a civil emergency. Right as the president's trial will undoubtedly be taking place next week in D.C., we'll be there covering both. That's how critical this is. Basically, my whole main crew is going to be there. We're going to have 15 people there. We're going to go to your calls in 1 minute. I just want to say that it takes a lot of money to do this. We are expending our backup reserve to do it. We are going to have a security team of quite a few people up there, including police officers from the locales. And I'll just leave it at that because this is a major threat area for everybody. Okay, I'm just going to leave it at that. We We need to fund our operation. Ultimate Fish Oil is back. When I say ultimate, it's from the natural fjords salmon. It's from the anchovies, the really good oil. And it's from the krill that's amazing. It's big old juicy pills of it. It's a full bottle. Comparable stuff like this costs three times as much. It's 33% off, back in stock. Ultimate Fish Oil, so good for your body, so good for your dreams, so good for your energy. It's a base for everything. InfoWarsStore.com. The ProstaGuard with saw palmetto and a whole bunch of other known compounds that have been proven to help the prostate and help it shrink and help it be healthy and help you not get cancer. You can actually say that about saw palmetto. Well, all the other stuff in it's amazing. A great formula. It's back in stock and discounted. And then this. I've said that varying bottles of Knockout, the natural sleep aid with eight known healthy Mother Nature compounds all in one pill at one low price, varies in strength because it's naturally wildcrafted raw ingredients, and some bottles aren't as strong as the others. Some batches aren't. Well, the new batch came in a couple months ago. I hadn't tried it. I'd brought a new bottle home because I was out. I took two. I slept for 10 hours like I was a dead man. I hadn't slept like that in years. And you know, like when you're a teenager or whatever and your body's growing and you can't get out, the bed feels so good. I never feel like that. I mean, I sleep good and get up and stuff, but I'm usually jumping out of bed. I hit the snooze five times. I never do that. It was ecstasy. It was this. And this latest batch is strong. We had a batch a couple of years ago that was kind of like not that strong. I told people, I said, hey, this new batch isn't as strong. And I talked to the company. They go, yeah, that's how it is with raw ingredients and high quality, high source. It's not a drug. It's a natural. It's going to vary. Just like a fish you catch is going to vary. Be the same species. It's still going to vary. Or strawberries you pick are going to vary. Plant to plant, strawberry to strawberry. This is a really strong batch. And I'm like, why aren't I taking this every night? And that's the thing about the supplements. If you take them religiously, they really will change your life, especially things like the fish oil and Knockout and the X2 and X3. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls right now. I appreciate folks calling in, 877-789-2539 for law enforcement, military. I could easily get up here and act tough and say, well, looks like 1776 part two, Lexington Concord, they're coming for the guns and the war is going to start. And they're going to find Politico police that are dumb enough in the state police that the Democrats have handpicked to go do this. And because they want to start a civil war. So if there was ever an organized federal move, they were really taking guns and had the army out. I'm sorry, folks, we got to go to war. Okay. And I'm not looking for that, but I'll go to war. That's not our government. That's criminal. It's un-American. The country was born out of gun confiscation and the fight against it. But the Democrats are trying to start something here. I know our people aren't going to sit there if the cops come to take your guns and shoot a bunch of cops. You've already got your guns out, whatever you know. The police know. Almost every county has said they're with the people. They'll deputize everybody. The police aren't our enemy. The globalists want to make it that way. They want to start a civil war. We're smart enough to not let this happen. But clearly the deep state's doing it. It's confirmed now. Okay? I'm going to be there. I know you're going to be there. They're going to try to provocateur stuff. How do we stop it? What are they going to pull? What do the police think? We're talking to you right now. Thanks for calling. Joshua in Washington. Served as a police officer in Virginia for 3 years in Richmond. Couldn't have a better person to tell us what you think. What do you think?
Scared. I'll be honest with you, Alex. I have more than a few friends still there that are in law enforcement, some that are retired. I was born and raised in Virginia, worked for a police department there, city of Richmond, for 3 years, and had the sense to get out. I'm a recovering Democrat, had been all my life up until the last stages of Barack Obama, and I just saw the writing on the wall and figured I needed to take another course. I wasn't happy with things that were going on, but this has really got me worried. I grew up in the era of Governor John Dalton, who was a great governor for the state of Virginia, and I look at this guy now, and it's not even close. It's not even what I knew growing up as a kid. I'm really just concerned with everything going on right now.
What do you think the deep, I mean, clearly they're trying to provocateur something. A, do you agree with that? B, how do you think we de-escalate this? I mean, that's why I'm on air saying, hey, let's not start a shooting war. The listeners will be like, what do you mean you'll turn your guns in? I'm not saying turn our guns in. I'm just saying, how do we not let them trick us into this?
I don't think there's a way we can, honestly. I mean, we can do the best we can on our end, but at the end of the day, there's always going to be those people out there that are going to try to do something, make everybody look bad. Richmond's always been a battleground. We know this through history. But yeah, I'm really concerned with things.
Yeah,
right
both
now.
Of America's big internal wars started in Virginia, and yeah. that's a fact.
And I have descendants from my family, at least 12 that I know of, that fought in the Revolutionary War. So I'm pretty familiar with the way wars are, and family members that have served in the military. But yeah, this has really gotten me concerned. And then we see what's going on in Indiana. They're trying to pass bills saying anything that holds a bullet more than 10 rounds is going to be considered a felony. But again, too many friends that are back there right now, currently serving still or retired, that are going to be there on the steps in Richmond. And I hope for the best. I really do. If I could find a way to be there, I would. I'm currently still serving on the West Coast in FEMA Region 10, but it's really gotten me concerned because I don't think there's anything that we can do or say that's going to change the fact of one or more people coming over there and trying to start something.
Well, I want to be clear. The deep state, the Soros people are going to have provocateurs on the ground. They may false flag a group of anti-gunners to then paint all pro-gunners as terrorists. That's not going to fly. But clearly, right. They know Trump is winning. They know America is realigning and waking up. And so I'm not saying if there's ever real gun confiscation, we go along with it. I'm saying we have to fight it. But we have to fight it politically now really hard to not get to that point. And I'm just saying they're trying to pick Virginia as a place to start this. That's clear. And so I'm just asking, how do we somehow not let this happen?
I wish I had the answer for you, Alex, because everything I could possibly give you as a possible answer is something that there's going to be a counter to. And I just think at the end of the day, there's going to be people there that are going to try to start something. I don't believe they're going to be involved in the Patriot side of things. I just think there's going to be people there knowing that there's going to be passionate people there, knowing there's going to be Patriots there to try to initiate something like you've been talking about.
Now, there's no doubt that they're so desperate because they're losing politically that this is what they're going to try. And that's why I'm going to be there. And we're going to be in D.C. as well, as long as we need to be. This is a very historic time. Thank you very much for the call. All right, I'm going to go to break and come back with all the other callers, Michael and Dale and Brady and Willard and Tom. We have active state police in Virginia. Wow, that's a huge call. We're going to go to Willard the minute we – in fact, let's just – well, I've got 1 minute. Willard, don't hang up. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. I'll go right to you and then to Tom and everybody else. And these times in history happen. Well, we're going into one right now. And there are a lot of powerful forces that think they can use this country's openness to take us down. And if Americans just woke up, if the Chi-Coms and others are funding Hollywood to do this, no one would go along with this. But you've got a bunch of idiots in these colleges that don't even know what the three branches of government are, who fantasize about some communist takeover as if they're going to be in charge of that. And our tolerance of the left and corruption has led us to this point. I believe through action, political action and prayer, that we're going to be able to derail this and have cameras to expose the deep state if they try to pull something. But let me tell you, this is a time for everybody to be as awake as they can be. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Recap. I'll do it again at the start of the next segment about what's happening in Virginia. But the governor's declared an emergency. The Democrats are saying there's going to be a civil war there. They said it first. We're like, really? And then now it's clear what they're doing. They want to do this during the Trump Senate trial to try to have some shooting between the left and right to then paint gun owners as terrorists. That's my view. That's what pretty much everybody's come to the consensus of. We're taking uncensored calls from police officers. Got a call from an officer that works on the West Coast that did work in Virginia, in Richmond. Now we have Willard, active state police in Virginia, on the subject of what's coming. What's your view on, your expert view on this, Willard? And thanks for calling.
Well, Alex, first of all, the people shouldn't be voting in counties to declare sanctuary cities. They ought to be arresting this guy. Obama's running this program. I got people all over the place, friends, cops, military. Obama's running this thing, and Obama's still running our government. There's people in high places in the government, and they're told to do what they ignore Trump or they'll indict them. And the people are just scared and people are just frustrated. But I tell you this, Alex, if they go ahead and go along with this, I'm going to roll with it because the American people are stupid for putting up with it. But no, I'm not going to go door to door confiscating. What they're going to do, they'll probably go away quietly and just have people like me pull you over and grab your guns and put you in jail.
And, you know, you're right. The American people have put up with this. Texas is about to turn blue. And I tell good old boys, that'll never happen. Yeah, BS.
Yeah, well, I talked to a neighbor of mine, and he kind of sees what's going on, too. And his philosophy is just to act like his guns got stolen so he can bury him in the backyard. Well, that's not going to get anything done. And no, I'm not telling everybody to go up there with arms and start shooting war. What I'm saying is people need to stop voting and start arresting. And I'm law enforcement, and I'm going to follow the law, even though if the law is wrong, I'm going to follow it until people wake up and start arresting. This guy should be arrested. Not only should he be arrested, our founding fathers would start lining us up right now and start shooting us for letting them get away with this.
You know, some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. Please hold, because I want you, as a state police officer in Virginia, to explain to people what you're seeing. Because, see, I've done a lot of research, so I know when somebody knows what they're talking about. And I just got chills when you talked about Obama running this, because in my research in this a few months ago, we noticed the DNC is involved, but that Obama specifically organized the Trayvon Martin response when they kept saying the cops were killing innocent people, trying to get martial law going. Hey, guys, pull me from yesterday's stack, the article about 2015, Obama planned martial law in Maryland, and all that, and the FEMA camp plan. So when we come back, I want you to specifically talk about what you're being told by others, obviously higher us up. I'm guessing that, hey, this is being run out of the deep state. It is. And that's the critical last piece, because I would have expected incremental civil emergency. And then as soon as one or two people get killed, whether it happens by accident or they stage it, it's going to be an emergency statewide. And they're going to then activate the leftists to burn cities down and start killing police everywhere to try to get police to line up behind the deep state and say, well, it's your fault. You said something else that absolutely put the cherry on top. You said they're threatening all these other people in the government, not just police leaders, that we'll indict all your asses once Trump's gone. And that's exactly what's going on behind the scenes. They're threatening everybody. I've been threatened. But most people give in to the threats. So when we come back, Willard, will you hold 1 minute till we come back?
Sure.
All right. Because everything Willard's saying, folks, that's why Trump's got to start arresting. That's why the Justice Department's got to move. They're not just going to stage a Russiagate. They're not just going to stage this Ukraine crap. They're not just going to try to get riots going. They're going to keep bullying and harassing and suing and death threatening and paying people off to do criminal stuff to people that support Trump. I can take it. In fact, I don't enjoy pain, but I do at this level. I'm on fire. This does not scare me. But a lot of people just don't go with it. They go the other direction and curl up in a ball. That's what he's telling you is going on. They're threatening people ahead of this throughout the government in Virginia.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I don't want to interrupt, then I'm leaving. You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globals are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
Ladies and gentlemen, couldn't be more epic. The attempt to start 1776 part two by the deep state. They know Trump's winning. They know that the political system is realigning against the Democrats and their America hating garbage. So now they're trying to start a war in Virginia where the Revolutionary War started, there and in Boston. And they're trying to trigger American gun owners to get into a shooting war with the police. Now the governor has declared a state of emergency ahead of demonstrations next week in the Commonwealth's capital. I will be there. At the same time, just 35 miles from where the capital is there, the federal capital in the District of Criminals is going to be running the trial of the president. The planets are aligning. Willard is a current state police officer, and I want him to walk through what he just said last segment. Some stations don't carry it, about Obama's behind it. He's being told up by hires up. They're threatening the hires up in government that you'll all be indicted down the road when the deep state takes over and Trump's removed. This is a plan. This is a move. They've been trying it before 2 years ago in Virginia, in Charlottesville. So it's on, ladies and gentlemen. Willard, please lay this out for folks.
Well, first thing, like I said in the beginning, you know, voting is over. It's time for arresting. And people have the power. You don't have to get your guns out to go arrest these people. Enough people show up there. We can get this done. And a lot of people are not paying attention. Obama is running this thing. And this is from the people I know in government who's telling me this. They're all been threatened. I mean, look what they're doing. They're trying to arrest President Trump in front of the whole world. They done got all of the people that helped him get a voter arrested. And people are just sitting back and saying, well, we'll hide up under our city council. Well, that's not going to work because the word's going to go out and you're going to get arrested and you're going to go to jail and they're not going to come. The people that are going to do door to door, I don't think it's going to happen. But they do have foreign, we do have foreign people in our police department, and a lot of people are like, where are these people coming from? And a lot of people don't know. Bill Barr and none of these people are going to do nothing. They're all part of the deep state. That's why it's taken so long for these arrests to happen. And these voting machines, is what these people get falsely elected, and they say, well, the people voted for this, and so now we're going to take their arms. This is the big test case. There is bills all over this country, and they're ready to dump them as soon as this thing, if it doesn't come off the hinges, they're going to go ahead and force these other states, and you're going to see there's a bunch of sleeper cells all in this country. And it's sad, and I hate to see it, but like I said, if they pass the law, I'm going to arrest you, and I'm going to charge you, and I'm going to do what they told me to do. I'm not going door to door. That's for the other people. But if you get pulled over and you got these guns, I'm going to arrest you and you're going to go to jail. And I don't want that, but the people need to wake up and do something. And you don't have to be armed to do something.
And let's expand on that. The Texas Domestic Terrorism Threat Assessments put out a huge report on the number one terror threat, 48 pages long, and it mirrors what the FBI came out and said, that the main threat is leftist Antifa, ladies and gentlemen. And that they are going out doing the majority of the mass shootings consciously to blame the Second Amendment. You now have this man kill his wife, saying he wants guns to be taken now, this Democrat. This is what these people are doing. You have the Bernie Sanders campaign operative saying, oh, Sanders supports arresting people, putting them in FEMA camps if they're white males or don't turn their guns in. They say we're going to use violence and kill the police. We're going to confront Trump supporters violently. We're going to burn down all the cities. I mean, these are quotes, and Sanders won't even decry this guy. But his campaign's locked down all their Twitter accounts in that state because they're all making similar comments. These are classical communists planning their overthrow. Texas government forewarns incel rebellion, says incels are emerging domestic terrorism threat. Incel rebellion, wanting human depopulation and hating women because they don't like them. They wear black outfits. They are anti-human. They are anti-gun. They are big environmentalists. They're Antifa members. Going back to you, Willard, what is the sense of, or have you guys talked about, obviously, if the deep state's running this, it's a test case. The governor first said, yeah, we're going to take the guns, take the ammo, shut down the gun ranges, all of it. But then he goes, oh, it's not going to be that bad. But then now we see these really bad bills to register, to confiscate the semi-auto, to ban, massive bans. I mean, D.C.-level type stuff, progressing very fast through the state house. What's the word on the progression of this, Willard?
Well, what we hear in Alex is they're just going to push this bill. They're going to pass it, but they're not going to force it right away. They're going to do it in increments. And they're going to until they can get their people in certain counties and certain cities and they're just going to just keep letting this thing brew and brew and brew until they got their people in place. And then they're going to bring in the military is not going to do it. It's going to be the UN that's going to come in military uniforms to do it. OK.
And they'll do that during a civil war invited in if Trump was removed. Hillary and others have said that. But let's expand. They want to cause a civil insurrection now, though, in Virginia to kick this whole thing off. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about long term their gun confiscation plan. I'm saying they're trying to be provocative now in Virginia. The deep state is to try to trigger something.
Well, they are. They are trying to trigger stuff. You know, we arrest these Antifa guys left and right. OK. We catch them drunk out of their mind, and they're trying to burn stuff down and bomb stuff and everything. And they are. They're just trying to see how far they can push this thing, and then it's going to quiet down. And then they're going to come later. That's what we're getting. And people.
By the way, Soros has elected hundreds of DAs and sheriffs. Politico says he's taking over the law.
Yeah, that's what's going on. And that's what I just said. They're putting people into these counties, these sanctuary counties, and then when they get enough of them in there, then they're really going to hammer people. And people just are not paying attention. And one more thing, Alex, I'll show you. I know what I'm talking about. Bill Barr's not going to do nothing. The word is from the people I know, Bill Barr's not going to arrest nobody. They'll go after Strzok and Page, and, you know, it's going to be quiet and everything. But the big fish, they're trying to get Trump out. That's the goal. Get Trump out, delay. And then when Trump is gone, we can just put this thing under the rug and it's over. And people are just not paying attention. They got all this faith and confidence in Bill Barr. Bill Barr is one of them. Bill Barr is the one. And I tell you another thing, too, Alex. You know Trump don't talk about Hillary's emails anymore because he's got them. He's got them. That's why he's not talking about them anymore. And this is what I was told. Giuliani's paralleling Bill Barr. So when Bill Barr don't deliver by this election, Bill Barr's gone, Giuliani's in. Giuliani said he's ready to go.
And Trump has to act. Because here's the thing. They keep taking shots at the president and missing. Yep. But you don't let them keep taking the shots. I know they want to stabilize things, and I want stability too, but the globalists are destabilizing. They're the danger. The destabilization is letting them keep having more shots. The president and the Pentagon and everybody, this is not a normal threat. This is a foreign Chi-Com funded threat. We need direct action by people in the government that are patriots, directed by the president, and the leadership of the globalists need to be dealt with. They need to be eliminated. And I'll just say it right out there on air. This is a job for the president.
They're not going to do it, Alex, because they've all been threatened. They saw what happened to Roger Stone and everybody. They're not going to do nothing.
No, I get it. That's why they do stuff to me and everybody else is to intimidate everybody. But people better be scared and not taking action. Thank you. More calls straight ahead. Stay there, everybody. Don't hang up, callers.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But
I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, it's the InfoWar. I'm Alex Jones, and I just spent 20 minutes with one caller, but people understand why I did. He's active state police and was breaking down what we already know. The deep state is in control of this. They want to cause some type of big incident. They did that, obviously, at Charlottesville, colliding the two groups together and try to then blame the president for that. And they want to say, oh, look, we're right. It happened in Virginia again. It's a no-brainer. Now he's declared an emergency. I'm going to move through these calls as quickly as I can so you don't have to hold too long. Tom in Texas, thanks for holding. You were a police officer from Virginia Beach. Give us your take.
Hi, Tom here from Virginia Beach. I'm now staying in residing in Houston, Texas. I'm in the security industry here. I retired in early, let's just say about 10 years ago or so. I have extensive training in civil disobedience, you know, that sort of thing, in Virginia Beach, and was involved in some very interesting things back in the 90s. But Virginia Beach, Sanctuary City, do a lot of interactions with subjects coming up from the border, that sort of thing. And the Virginia Beach firearms, well, the firearms here in Virginia, I'm finding that if you're law enforcement, you're supposed to interact with the public. I understand that a lot of things are going to happen here soon.
Well, what are your colleagues saying about Virginia? Because to me, it looks like a plan for, again, embarrassing the president, creating a civil war. That's what Bernie's people want, too. I mean, that's their Hail Mary, but it's all they've got.
I think that the embarrassment of the president is fore and foremost on their agenda. I think they are going to try to take him out of office. And I believe that I left my number with you, your peers there. If they want to get back in touch with me, please do so. I've got I'm trying to keep my focus. I was involved in a lot of forming of.
Well, I've got a lot of guys here that are former federal police, military, and things like that. So what I'll do is, well, they're all going to be in Virginia. We've also got some of the guys driving the truck up there, so I'll give them your name and number, sir. I appreciate your call. I understand you don't want to say a lot on air. Look, the Democrats want to start something in Virginia, and they want to start stuff in D.C., and we know they're making their move. And most of the FBI has problems, but they're not communists. They're not globalists. So Trump, obviously, I'm sure, has FBI task forces down in Virginia right now, and there needs to be a lot of on-the-ground surveillance of the left and of Antifa. And I can't believe George Soros is still walking around and not in prison because these people are terrorists. I mean, in fact, guys, if you bring me the stack yesterday, I was asking for that, the 2015 plan for martial law in Maryland, the other stack on the civil internment camp stuff, because I just want to I want to show that to everybody here on air when we come back from break, so that people can know we're not just making this up. So Obama had all this set up, tried to trigger race wars. It didn't work. Now Trump's in. They're trying to do it again. There it is on screen. So this is their playbook. And we're like a football team that has the other side's playbook. And we're basically helping them if we don't stand up against this and say no. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Brady in Virginia, active Navy on gun confiscation. What's your view on this, sir? And thanks for calling.
Yeah, Alex, of course, man. I mean, it just comes down to the simple fact people have got to wake the hell up. I mean, with blackface, you know, he's trying to enact these state of emergency policies for Capitol grounds. People have got to realize that's no joke. And this could, you know, potentially set a very scary precedent for future gun confiscation policies and other stuff like that. So, I mean, people have got to realize that people are really making these plans. You know, a lot of people like to think, oh, well, that will never happen, or, you know, that's too far out. But it's really not. It's in plain sight, and it's, people do have these plans. And I know that, you know, with all these sanctuary cities being created in Virginia, it gives me a little bit of hope, and I would like to think that the citizens of this state wouldn't take any of that if it came down to it. But to be honest, I'm not real sure how it would all play out.
And let's just boil down what this is. You know, the illegals are used as pawns. We get it. They're leaving horrible places. They're not the enemy, though they are being used as a projectile. Thousands of cities say, we don't arrest illegal aliens even for drunk driving. They're above the law. They bring them in, they give them driver's license, and then they tell them vote Democrat. So that is just right. Bringing in a foreign group to vote as a bloc that you control to take people's guns. Because anytime they want, they can selectively prosecute those illegals. So the Democrats are a mafia importing a permanent underclass that they control, that they dominate, that they rule. And so that's it. Dr. McCam shot, please. Thank you. Here it is. Internment Resettlement Operations, FM3-39.40. That was under Obama, preparing martial law. It talks about internment camps and re-education camps, the Soviet term. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Here's the Soros, Alexander Soros plan, funding action groups trying to get African Americans to riot, led by white college professors and others dressed in black in disguises to then trigger a race war to blame the Republican Party and try to break the country up. They're doing the same thing now to Trump. So all I'm saying is they're trying it, they're doing it, and we're going to be there exposing it. Do you have any views on what we as citizens can do to stop this, Brady? Because I'm not just going to sit here and count and wait on Trump. We got Trump elected. InfoWars and this audience got around the media. And so I'm going to be in D.C. I'm going to be in Virginia. I'm going to be in their face. I think everybody should go to Democrat events that are live on TV, legally shout them down with their plans for martial law, their plans for gun confiscation. I think we should, in information war, get very aggressive to stop physical war, to stop their plan for martial law. We've got to get very aggressive with our mouths and with our keyboards and with our feet, going to the Capitol and going to their offices and letting these sacks of garbage know.
Well, that's the thing, Alex. This whole state of emergency plan, the whole reason they're enacting that is to try to provoke some sort of reaction, because, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to try to use our rallies and, you know, our actions against us. They're going to try to provoke something where they can make it a big headline and use it to just push more and more and more of this BS.
And that's why everyone going has to have cameras, GoPros, and phones going. And it's just a service to sit there at 100 yards away and just videotape the crowd, because, and to videotape the vehicles coming in and everything, so that the globalists know we're watching your asses. Just like last time when they created the crisis, they're suing me because I dared question it. They want to tell you, we're going to attack you if you question these events. You're just supposed to let us have the narrative and put out what we want. Well, guess what? No, we're not going to do it. And InfoWars will be there in defiance of your tyranny, thanks to the good graces of this audience of activists supporting us. So, InfoWarsStore.com, brought to you by you. InfoWars and the Restoration of the Republic, brought to you by you. You are the InfoWar. God bless you, Gary, or Brady. More calls, Minuteman, Mark, Dale, Michael, your calls on the other side. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family and for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Edict to silence the American people ahead of the New World Order's takeover. But all they're here to do is test us and make us be the men and women we are and not submit to their evil. It's always the fight between heaven and hell. When you look at the fruits of the globalists, it's all pure death. Did you hear the earlier callers? Police officers, currently, state police in Virginia, others, saying it's about the sanctuary cities. It's about the illegals voting. It's about all the major cities defying the law, shipping in the illegals, signing up for welfare, skimming money off the top. And now this just broke. Federal judge, Washington Post, temporarily halts Trump administration's policy allowing local governments to block refugees when the UN brings them in illegally, dumps them in their towns. The federal judges are saying, the few local governments saying no to this can't do it, even though it's all illegal, what's already going on. It's replacement migration. But years after the refugees show up, 90% in Europe don't ever have a job. They stay on welfare. About 60% here in the U.S. They're bringing in permanent classes of people that are designed in the policies never to get a job and to be in ghettos that the Democrats control through the welfare system and skim the money off of. A slave population they administer and they control. And the Islamists tell the Europeans, open your gates or we will kill you. It is unbelievable. In Germany, TV shows designed for 10-year-old girls tell them, get your Muslim husband by 14. Muslim husbands are the best. And they have shows showing girls how to wear hijabs and show 14-year-old girls with their 25-year-old husbands. And judges have ruled pedophilia is legal for Islamics in Sweden and Germany and in Denmark. They are allowed to have sex with underage girls and even children. They're even allowed to run sex slavery ops because it's their culture. They are gods. You've got to advertise, hey, come here, rape, pillage. And it's, of course, over 90% military-age men pouring in with George Soros running the ships, bringing them in. Italy, for a while, fought it, but they removed their president. And now it's on. This is how 21st century war is fought. And they know the West has big hearts, and they show us the few images of the few little kids in photo ops. Turns out they stage those. Now let's go to your phone calls. All right. Rangers in Texas, he's Army, he wants to talk about gun confiscation. He's a new caller. We'll get to him soon. Minuteman is National Guard on gun confiscation. We'll go to Minuteman first. Minuteman's been holding the longest than the others. Minuteman, thanks for calling. You're in Virginia. What's your view on this, sir?
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Man, I'm watching foreign multinational powers try to break the country up.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. I listen to you every day, and I'm glad, man. You're the only one that's out there speaking the truth. I really appreciate you. I do want to plug one thing. I love that shirt. Mass murderers agree. The Second Amendment doesn't work. Gun control doesn't work. It was Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on it. I get comments on it all the time. Every time I wear it, it's one of my favorite shirts to wear.
That's the first InfoWars shirt. I designed that when I was like 25 years old, back when Photoshop would take like 5 minutes to like even render a photo. So yeah, that's a classic. Thanks for the support. But it is the classic t-shirt. And on the back, it says politicians love disarmed peasants.
Exactly. Could speak mass move mountains today, Alex. I'm being dead serious. People take pictures with me with that all the time. Cause I'm a big guy and they're like, oh man, thank you for wearing that. I really appreciate it. And, I wanted to bring up about, 2 days ago, Alex, about the gun confiscation and everything that's going on. They had, the voting 2 days ago about, and they passed all those things about all those in the General Assembly. And right that same day, there was an active shooter hoax at a middle school. And if you can look it up, try to share that and put it on screen. But there was pretty much a student sent a text in saying it was an active shooter on a middle school.
Isn't that convenient?
Yeah. And then. Beginning of this month, we as the National Guard members, and I want to share this as well, please to the public, do not blame us for the governor and what he's doing, because not all of us agree with what he's doing. I've even said it online on my personal Facebook to others that if I ever get activated to take the rights away from my fellow Americans, you might as well just lock me up, because I'm not doing it. I will step down. Put me in Leavenworth. I don't care. But we got a letter, an email from the adjutant general saying that for our protection and our families, that we need to be careful how we go to drills and be and even going in public. And we can't even hardly wear our uniforms anymore. And so, again, to the public, just please don't blame us.
Oh, sure. Well, that's the deep state trying to spin it like we're enemies of the military. The American people know that if the deep state successfully kicks off a civil war, the police and military, we just go around you, you wink, wink, and, you know, you take your uniform off and join us, and we'll just take care of business real quick. We're not going to have a big civil war. We all line up and kill each other like idiots. This isn't a civil war. This is foreign enemies in control of the media, the universities, banking, and other areas that if they want to start it, we're going to finish it, and they're going to get removed.
Exactly. And I've been saying it. I've been saying this for a year, Alex, to my coworkers, because I work day job at a correctional facility. I say this to my coworkers, that if another revolution 1776 is going to happen, it's going to happen in Virginia. Donald Trump has been doing everything he can to modify and talk to everyone to get us out of those bad deals with everybody. And now he's working with China. He, at first, when I was said that, it was when Hong Kong was on. I'm not Hong Kong. North Korea was shooting the missiles all over Japan. And everybody was saying, we're going to war. No, we weren't. Trump stood up like a man and took care of business. He told him straight up. And then all of a sudden, more things are following through. He's talking to China. He's actually trying to work with Russia.
He just signed the trade deal with China.
Exactly. He's trying to do everything he can. Everybody's saying, no, he's just bowing down. No, he's not. He's actually being a man and stepping up and not giving things to little babies around the world and telling them to grow up.
You're absolutely right. And the deep state that's been busy selling America off thinks they're going to remove him. Notice all this is kicking off while they're about to have the trial of the president next week.
Exactly. Most definitely. And, Alex, I wish you would come down to Richmond because I would take off work that day to come
see you. Sir, I'm coming.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in D.C. this weekend at the Women's March, and I'm going to be there in Virginia, sir.
Okay. I'll try to see you then. I'll be wearing my 2A shirt.
God bless you, sir. We're going to be driving around in the armored vehicle. You'll see me and you'll hear me coming. All right, there he goes. Very exciting. We're going to go to break, and then I'm going to cram in all these calls when we come back. I'm doing a decent job of going to calls, though. We're going to go to Dale first, and then Mark, and then just through the calls as you come in. Getting a lot of great calls from law enforcement, military, police, National Guard right there, where the Democrats said, we're going to use the National Guard to take the guns. And the National Guard came out and said, no, you're not. So it's crazy how they're trying to make us kill each other, and it's stupid. But it's all they've got. So we'll go to break and come back with your calls on the other side. But, you know, there's a whole movement, too, to keep nationalists, conservatives, patriots away from each other. The big thing is they say the Tea Party's racist. The media always said that. Trump was able to break that lie. And now you see what's happening in mass. All these great minorities who are the majority in America in many areas are coming in saying they want to be part of America. They always were. And seeing through the propaganda. That's when the Democrats are panicking. And they also contact gun groups and stuff and go, oh, don't have Alex Jones on, you know, or don't have him speak at your podium in Virginia next. I mean, like, I need to speak at a podium. Like, that's where I want to be anyways. And then groups are like, hey, here you're coming, but we're, you know, you're not about Sandy Hook, are you? When you get up on the stage, like, that's my identity. They just buy the leftist media. We built with this audience, the Liberty Movement, that's challenging the globalist. So I'll be in Virginia. I don't need to be up on the stage up there. I'm coming with the people to stand against the gun grabbers and bring a message to the governor and others. That's where the real fight is inside that Capitol, not outside. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is, that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Another big reason we know that they're planning something big in Virginia is Biden's been making for the last year of his campaign the centerpiece of it, Charlottesville, and saying Trump loves white supremacists and Trump killed this lady and all this made up garbage. So now he's got ads out saying he's coming after the NRA. And they've introduced a bill that's moving through really fast to shut down the gun ranges there. So we're going to go right back to your calls after I play Joe Biden saying he's coming after the Second Amendment and the NRA, and then what Pelosi had to say.
Children went to school today learning how to duck and cover because they may get shot in school. Talk about a troubled soul in a country. Assault rifles. Magazines holding 40, 50, 60, 100 bullets. There's no room for them in America. We have to go out and take on the NRA and beat them. I've beaten them twice and I will beat them again.
I'm Joe Biden and I approve this message.
But again, it's Sunday morning. Let's be optimistic about the future, a future that will not have Donald Trump in the White House. One way or another, 10 months from now, we will have an election if we don't have him removed sooner. But again, he will be impeached forever.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls, and then when I start the next hour, there's a bunch of other news we haven't hit that's breaking, a lot of it. We have Trump signing the trade deal with China. I have comments on that. We have Owen Schroyer confronting a whole bunch of globalists on video. We have what Putin's saying, five nuclear-armed states must work together to de-neutralize the threat of global war. Again, five nuclear-armed states must work together to neutralize the threat of global war. That's all on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And the only way these videos and articles and material get out is when you share them. And I know you know that, but just remember that. And Band.video is exploding. It's growing exponentially. And a lot of videos get a quarter million, a half million views. But we want to use the platform to get it out to people that don't know what's going on, like the UN report admitting that vaccines are killing people and there's a cover-up. That is so bombshell. That's a smoking gun. When transcripts came out of the CDC in 2002 admitting that they're covering up vaccine damages and autism, it was a huge national story, and people still point that out. That's because back then the press wasn't as controlled as it is now. Big tech has a lot of level of censorship untold. So the goal is get outside the InfoWars audience. You are the resistance. You are the front line where you can say, look at this Band.video from Band.video. Here's the UN head scientist saying this. That's a big deal. That is so important. And then I'm also going to speak about Trump and how he understands how the media really works and how they control people and Trump's secrets. So put a note on the screen for me, guys. They don't have a teleprompter, but sometimes I tell them to put a note on screen of when a guest is coming on or when I forget something or when I made a mistake and I say the wrong date or something. They'll put it up on screen occasionally. So just remind me to get into that at the start of the next hour. Let's now go to the calls here. Let's talk to who is up next here. Dale in Michigan, then Mark in Texas. Dale, thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. I'm trying.
Two things. Heller, D.C. versus Heller. It's a Supreme Court ruling that the individual has the rights. So just like troops were sent to Little Rock, Arkansas in Brown versus Board of Education and the desegregation laws, Eisenhower sent 1,000 U.S. troops to enforce that law. Trump could send U.S. forces to enforce this D.C. versus Heller ruling in Virginia. Bill Barr, he could send a letter to the governor, cease and desist, and that would should be the end of it. But if he doesn't, then the troops is the second measure.
You're absolutely right. When Little Rock wouldn't let the little black girl into school, we saw the military police get her in there.
Also, how come Trump doesn't use the NDAA or the terrorism laws that Bush signed into effect to go after some of these deep state criminals that have violated the Logan Act? As Trump said, Kerry violated the Logan Act. Where's the Department of Homeland Security on that?
All of this is happening because good men at the Department of Justice at the top talk, but they do nothing. They allow the deep state to continue to try to remove the president, to try to start civil war. We have all the documents, all the internal stuff that should send Alexander Soros to prison. But because Soros is hooked into the deep state and funneling billions of taxpayer money back to people in the deep state, that's how it works. He gets taxpayer money to the State Department. He then funnels it back to the private groups. So since there's those giant payoff arms going on, that cancerous group is still fighting to stay in control.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll leave you callers with this. The Constitution is a piece of paper. It's the natural rights that it represents that is most important. Thanks, Alex.
You're right. The Constitution, Bill of Rights, doesn't give us our rights. It's an example of those put down in law that you shall not infringe. And they're walking all over it. And they know there's an alignment of the people waking up across the board. They know their race war stuff's not working. So they're just flooding us with a bunch of, you know, the poorest of the poor who they can control and then make vote. We don't even know what they're doing. It's very cold-blooded, very, very evil. We're going to go to, as I said, Mark here in a moment, but I need to say this, we won't be here on air. We're fighting as hard as we can And I'm putting a ton of money, which I'm proud to do, into being at all these big events around the country. You notice our crew's out there with security all over. We're busting our butts, as I pledged to do, but it takes a lot of money to do this. And we need a lot more to hire more camera people, more reporters, you know, and to pay for the plane tickets and to pay for the security and to pay for all of it and to have the editors and people and the journalists to look over everything and get this out. Because all the big stuff we have breaking, we have to digest it. We have to then get it out. InfoWarsStore.com, Prostagard, that's so good for your prostate and other parts of your body. It is back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, it's 33% off. We have the ultimate fish oil. It is 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's excellent. It's been sold out. And we have the tooth whitening toothpaste that people love so much. We have the fluoride-free tea tree oil, colloidal silver iodine, fortified super blue. And there's just a lot of other great products, so be sure and go peruse those. 33% off on the Alexa Pure water filtration systems, and so much more. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com on things like Wake Up America Coffee. If you like the coffee, sign up for AutoShip. I think you'll love it. Most people do. And get an additional 10% off, always with AutoShip on all the products. But things like toothpaste and, of course, coffee and things are tailor-made to have on AutoShip. Things like fish oil, things like BrainForce Plus. Okay, let's now go ahead and go to Mark in Texas. Thanks for calling. Worked law enforcement from New York to Texas and the Army. And you want to comment on the situation. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, Alex. So basically, the guy before you really took away a lot of what I wanted to say, because my attitude is this. My, I don't work there anymore, but people in law enforcement do not obey orders to this armed American citizens. And that means don't make traffic stops and confiscate firearms. The law is the Constitution. Not with some dummies or some anti-Americans in some state legislature and some governor tell you. Now, as far as Trump goes, Alex, I got a lot of problems with Trump, okay? I pretty much jumped off that train the first time he bombed Syria off for that false flag. He shouldn't be farting around there in the Middle East now with Iran and all that. I was totally against killing General Soleimani. He should be worried about this country and what's going on right now in Virginia. And I don't trust the man, because it's very simple what he has to do. Just like the guy said before, this is a violation against the Constitution. Back in Arkansas, they were violating black people's rights as American citizens. They're violating the 13th and the 14th Amendment. So he said, Ike sent troops in there, and to LBJ's credit, back in Alabama, he sent troops in to enforce the rights of the people there, okay? All he has to do is make it clear, first of all, federalize the National Guard in Virginia. Second, if they try to confiscate guns, or all you got to do is send in a few thousand American troops. Get them out of the Middle East. We don't belong in the Middle East. Bring them home. Get them out of NATO, too, by the way.
I agree. Instead of the Democrats trying to get troops to take guns, I agree. This is a basic right. We have a Supreme Court ruling, just like the Supreme Court ruled, you know, that black kids could go to school. Well, the Supreme Court has said you can't take these guns. And so absolutely, then it's up to the executive when a state's out of control, if you believe in the federalist system, to say no. So bingo. And just like our rights are being violated by big tech combines and legal communist China, they're helping the Chi-Coms round up their own people. Why is Trump not acting against all the damn censorship? You're right. I need people to go to Trump rallies and bring this up. And we've got Operation Win 2020. I'm going to finally tell you about today. I haven't gotten to where a week behind launching this because I've been so busy, but we're going to get it done. Thank you, Mark. Michael, Ranger, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
It's either happened to every person listening or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe, show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to tell you what my gut is on Trump and what's happening with the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, all of it in the next segment. The Assyrian girl popping in at the bottom of the hour on the latest in the Middle East, and Trump saying that better not hurt any of the protesters. What that really signifies. And so much other breaking news. The Putin comments. This will be a jam-packed third hour. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. And let's talk to Michael in New Hampshire. What do you make of the governor of Virginia declaring an emergency in and around the Second Amendment crisis there?
Hi, how's it going, Alex? How you doing?
Good. This is the governor that says he keeps the babies comfortable after they're born to take the baby. And this is the guy that's in blackface or in a KKK outfit. I mean, this is crazy.
I think it's beyond lunacy. Talking to the points earlier, kind of coalesced with all the other earlier callers.
I should add, you're a Marine on gun confiscation. Sorry, go ahead.
Correct. Yes, correct. So it's a pleasure to speak with you, by the way. Been a supporter for years. I love your products, especially the iodine.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what I was hitting on was a couple of things, mainly to refocus, mainly over a compilation of what all the other callers have kind of confided in, was, first of all, the original state police, when he called in and he said he wasn't willing to go against what any laws were passed to enforce, he just was going to arrest you based upon the laws. I think that's a huge part of the problem. This is an asymmetric operation that's going on, and I think to remind people of the asymmetric operation where they're poking at one area as opposed to doing one behind the doors in a law setting, setting that precedent then to bring in other outside entities. And when I'm talking to the active duty military, especially in the reserve or in the National Guard, they have to understand that all of the warning signs will be very apparent coming through their channels. And that they cannot, and they have to interpret what's lawful and unlawful, and going back to the basics of what they've been trained to do, their general orders versus what's constitutional and non-constitutional. And that comes down to the small unit leadership. And I hope that they hear that because it's extremely important.
Do me a favor, because I know what you're talking about, and the listeners are smart, but a lot of them haven't been in the military or studied this. Explain to people just the fact that you're having to have discussions at the what unit and above level about this shows where the country is, and then explaining to them, you know, the nature of the chain of command, what orders are lawful, what aren't, how these outside forces are trying to trigger a domestic conflagration for destabilization. At a certain point, law enforcement needs to know they're not really getting orders from a legitimate government when they're given unconstitutional orders. That's an unlawful order and not to be followed, is what you're saying.
Correct. That is a better way of saying it.
It's not a better way of saying it. You're smart guys, but at your level, talk about what's being discussed, because that's another bellwether.
From what I've heard being discussed, a lot of disinformation is coming through in terms of what's being propagated on a company or battalion or higher level as a policy versus what's been instilled or trained on a lower, small-scale unit leadership. So when orders are coming down, they'll just be coming down as a matter of fact, as opposed to what you're supposed to be doing on a more rudimentary basis. So they're priming, you could say, the ideology to just go along with it. And that's where when that state police officer said, well, if they just pass the law, I'm going to enforce it. That's the ideology of the asymmetric psychological operation going on.
And that's the Nuremberg defense, and it doesn't hold up. And I understand his point was flippant, that I'm sick of the citizens putting up with this, so it's your problem. You need to get your ass in gear and stop this. And I get what he's saying, but you're legally and lawfully right that the Nuremberg defense doesn't work, and there are manuals given to Marines and to members of the Army when they graduate boot camp explaining that they need to know that a lawful order is lawful. They need to study the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and that they need to not follow orders that are unlawful. Say, if your captain says, line up these women and children and blow their heads off, you don't do that. You turn and shoot him in the head. And then it goes from there, from legal orders down to stuff where you kill whoever gives the order. And that's what this country's built on. You want to add anything else, or are you done, Michael?
The only thing else I have to add is that I think refocusing on the fact that what's going on across the country, and especially to the President of the United States.
Stay there. We're back in 60 seconds. You're a smart guy. I want to hear your view. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, Infowars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
America is fighting for its life.
You got it.
And when I finish up talking to Michael and Ranger, I'm going to give you my take on what's really going on with Trump and some other really important issues. But I'm going to Virginia. And I'm going to D.C. right next door. We're going to be there this weekend and next week. And we're doing it because history is taking place. And we need everybody to understand that you need to be in Virginia and you need to be in D.C. Both, or pick one. Take the kids out of school. Do whatever you got to. Because this is about stepping into the real world. And look, I don't put folks down that go have demonstrations in front of capitals, and then that's about getting media attention, but the media is going to ignore you, but you've got your own independent media. It's about going into the halls of Congress and into the state houses and going and finding who's voting to take your guns and going to their offices and telling them, hey, I don't like what you're doing. Whether you're from Virginia or not, this is a national issue. And letting them know, I know you guys are trying to kick off a civil war. And knowing who they are, so you run into them at a pizzeria that night. You go, hey, I told you, state rep, I'm serious. You don't run them out of there like Maxine Waters says do to us. You just let them know. And so what we've been doing is leading by example. Comes out that Bernie Sanders, a bunch of people on his campaign, you know Veritas has got that. Well, they're shutting down all their Twitter accounts for Bernie Sanders. They're locking them down. Talking about how they want to arrest everybody and redistribute the wealth and how they're going to kill people and all this stuff. Need to go to the Bernie Sanders events and just get in his face. And believe me, it might be a little scary the first time you do it, but you're going to feel good after you do. And then you're going to want to do it more. Because our acquiescence to this lawlessness has brought us to this point. And if we don't start getting aggressive with our mouths, the NWO is going to trigger a violent race war in this country. Because that's what the Chi-Coms, the New World Order, want, is a collapse. So they can come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. They want a radical takeover of this country to finish their world government. And so That's why the fight here is so intense. This is big stuff going on. We're very close to winning the hearts and minds. That's why they try to pick those of us that are leaders and destroy us to tell everybody, hey, you see what happened to Alex Jones or what's happening to Roger Stone? You sit down and you shut up or you'll be the same. You should instinctively, politically rise up against that when someone threatens you. The threat is bowing to that. It's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. But the truth is when you stand up for what's right, you end up living in a free, prosperous nation of men, not of cowards. So the default position when people are saying, hell yeah, we're going to confiscate your guns, hell yeah, we're coming for you, is to get in their face. So the governor acts like he's scared of people coming with guns to get him. No, they just have the guns openly carried to show we are the people and to exercise that right and to demystify it. He declares an emergency to make it look like it's criminal so he can declare a bigger emergency once they trigger a crisis. And now they admit that's their plan. So it's all materializing, ladies and gentlemen. But your word of mouth with a chain reaction about band.video at Infowars.com/show, those links to live feeds can exponentially via text message and word of mouth, even outside of the censored YouTube and Twitter and all that, get to everybody, which is starting to happen. So we have a countervailing narrative of what really goes on. Because if they stage something, they're going to try to cover up what happened. They were able, when an Antifa operative shot all those folks at that Walmart in South Texas, to cover up he was Antifa and a big anti-human leftist. It's now in the state police report that just came out. They were not able to cover up the Pennsylvania guy was a devil worshiper Antifa. Well, now the state police have issued a big report in Texas showing how all over the country it's almost exclusively this group. These guys are literally demon-possessed, activated to go out and do this. And they say there's about to be an uprising by them. Texas DPS, domestic terrorists prefer unarmed crowds, close quote. That story with the live feed of the show today needs to get out to everyone you know. These are the definition of evil cowards. All right, let's go to Michael in New Hampshire finishing up as a Marine. You were getting out the fact that you guys are having a discussion about this, and is it officers telling you that, hey, you need to really look at the orders that come down and make sure they're lawful orders?
To my own awareness level, it would be just in the small unit, more of the more of the NCO staff, NCO base. You don't really would hear that coming from any officers, and that's just kind of the way the structure works. But at least in the Marine Corps, the small unit leadership would be well aware of this. I don't know, and I can't speak to any of their branches, but speaking on this to any of them, especially in Virginia with the National Guard.
Sure. What I'm speaking to is the officers should be talking to the NCOs and ordering them to come talk to you.
They absolutely should.
Well, that's probably while they're talking to you. You just haven't been told that. But what I'm saying is, are the other units you know saying that they're being told this? Because clearly then that's an order.
I've heard it inaccurately from some in different ways. They've said similar things, but not out in the open.
Sure, because you know Trump has signed that order getting the Marines ready to deal with civil unrest in the United States. That would only happen if everything went to hell and there was an internal civil war.
Correct. And like I said, when it comes to this, I think refocusing the fact that when the President of the United States is dealing with one issue, the asymmetric operations that have been going on since the Arab Spring, to me at least, from my own apparent being able to see it, it's all over the place, and it's being hit with, like you said, a goldfish mine where they're training people to go from one fire to the next fire and not realizing that if you look 5 to 10 years ago, it's just a new story being written off the old story, and no one remembers what's happening.
That's right. It's the same globalist octopus on record creating the refugee centers, training them, breaking down the border, setting up the sanctuary cities, shipping in the fentanyl, trying to stage the race wars, having Hollywood and the media promote race wars, have the Democrats come out and say confiscate guns. First it's one guy, then it's all the candidates. Then suddenly they try to pass laws to take the guns. Then they declare a civil emergency. Then they stage an event to say it's all Trump's fault while the trial in the Senate against him is taking place. You can see it all coming together. And if we simply see that it's not isolated fires, but one enemy howitzer laying down the salvos, then Americans can unify and understand this is an external attack. No enemy could take us down with a frontal assault, only by treachery.
I believe that to be true in the deepest parts of my soul.
That's right, because you know it's true and I know it's true. So we'll post this video of you on band.video in our discussion here, and let's make sure it gets out of the Marines, everybody else. And that means mothers and fathers, everybody listening. You've got to get these dispatches out. They want us off air in silence so they can pull this off. People, God bless you. I appreciate your call, Michael. That's why folks call in all the time on the street. They go, man, how you taking it? We really appreciate you. You know, you're just a hero and all this other stuff. And I appreciate your support, folks, but there's a takeover of our once free nation by really nasty globalists that see Chi-Com systems as the model, and they're trying to turn everybody against each other, and it's admitted in the WikiLeaks and documents that we got from people's families that FBI confirmed were accurate of Antifa trying to trigger a race war with Soros funding it. So, again, I'm going to explain something. If I'm going down the road and it's icy and I run off the bridge and go into icy water and I try to get my kids out and I get out, I'm not a hero. I like my kids. I like me. Well, America's run off in the icy water, and we're being told just sit there, everything's okay, it's a nice ice bath. No, we're going to get the hell out of this vehicle, or we're going to die trying. And this is it, folks. This is the move against the country. And there were a lot of people in the system that thought this was crazy, so they kind of parlayed and organized and used the movement we'd already built to get Trump in. Because I believe that if we fought this and exposed this, we have a big enough grassroots movement to take over the Republican Party to then block the globalists when they made their move. I've been saying that for 20 years. We did it together. We're in a much stronger position now than we were 20 years ago. We've just got to complete the attack on the globalists politically and expose their treacherous evil asses and explain it's not special to fight this. Americans shouldn't want to be under Chi-Com programmed rule. We shouldn't want to take implantable microchips. We shouldn't want pedophiles teaching five-year-olds in school. We shouldn't accept this. We should reject it. And I believe you will reject it. And even if they kick off a civil war, a fiery one, we're going to win that too. So let's work hard in the info war right now to avert that. If the real thing kicks off, you know who the globalists are. Go get them.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Very powerful about Epstein, the rest of it. Big tech's moving mountains to try to block that information coming out. It's like they're trying to block the fact that the UN lead scientist said that they've covered up vaccine deaths, injuries. The majority of their doctors think vaccines are bad and that the public is becoming enraged because they've been stonewalling. But still, you get the videos out at band.video. It's life-saving. So that truck is already with security guys driving to Virginia, and we'll be there legally and lawfully and peacefully throughout the weekend, throughout next week, back and forth between D.C., covering the trial that's pretty much assured to be starting next week. They're passed and handed on the articles now to the Senate. That's going on right now today. I wanted to say something about Trump. They've had the deep state and the entire corporate media write thousands of articles, some of which were published in hundreds and hundreds of newspapers apiece, to get Trump to come out against InfoWars in a belief that if the president ever came out against InfoWars, that would turn his main base off against him, and that would turn me against the president. Well, only the president violating his promises would turn me against him. And I know he's not perfect, so I'm happy with a lot of what he's done. But I'm very upset about letting the big media combines, working with big tech, censor and silence millions and millions of Americans with AI, watching them in real time and letting third-party groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and Snopes into the computer programs to watch people at the device level. That level of Big Brother surveillance is just criminal. But that's what the tyrants are doing, is bum-rushing us with devices all listening to us and watching us, and the cloud and the Apple system, you know, looking at all your photos and sharing them and all the things they admit they do. Look at how we've allowed ourselves to be trampled on. So when I pull back from this, though, Trump never betrayed InfoWars, in that every time they attack Trump and say, you better say you hate Alex Jones, Trump doesn't deny InfoWars. He starts tweeting InfoWars videos and articles out, enraging them even more, to the point now when he tweets an InfoWars article or video,
The media doesn't even pick it up. They just get pissed. So Trump's signaling there that, hey, I support you guys. And so Trump understands how the media will pick somebody, demonize them, and get everybody to then turn their backs on that person so that when they pick the next person, nobody stands up for them as well, and pretty soon everybody's left alone. So Trump has stood by InfoWars in our sources in the White House and the things Trump's done to a point, not sticking up for the First Amendment, allowing big tech cartels to censor en masse. That's been a betrayal of the American people and of Trump himself. Trump believes, though, that as they persecute us and as they try to take the guns, that's going to enrage you and wake you up even more and get you into action. And he knows you have the real power. So he believes we're completing a political realignment against the globalists right now. As long as he can stay in power, it will only invoke them to be more radical, more crazy, more out of control, causing, again, an even bigger wake-up. And so far, when it comes to a big wake-up that's very deep and across the board, yes, it's happening. I just don't know how long the American people can hang on, and I just think it's very risky to let the Democrats, the deep state, keep trying, especially when they're funded by the Chi-Coms, to cause a giant race war that could get out of control. So I really think Trump's waited too long and is over-baking the brownies here or over-baking the pie or the bread. I mean, it's done. Even from that Hegelian dialectic, it needs to stop. This is out of control. And they're trying to impeach him, and now they're trying to remove him. He's in a criminal trial in the Senate. I mean, that's the equivalent of it. And it's very dangerous. But I'll say this. We just called up some of the pro-gun groups in Virginia and said, hey, why don't you come on the show? And they're like, oh, you're Alex Jones. That's your talk controversial. We don't want to be associated with that. Associated with who got the president elected, associated with the First Amendment, not even getting the instinct of who cares what the media says about you. They say you're a bunch of white supremacist terrorists. I don't need to be loved by the couple of organizers of a rally who are going to sit up there and talk to a crowd, but the media is not going to pick up a damn word you say. It's you that has the power of what your message is, not how you let them put you in a box. So it's the amateur nature of a lot of political activists, and then they look at somebody who's been very, very successful with our audience that gets it, rebooting America, but we're always being led by a bunch of political novices who, again, see someone being attacked and demonized, and so they back away from him. Well, they tried that with Trump, saying he's a rapist and saying he's a KKK member. But people knew it was bull, stood with the president. It made him even more powerful. So they've tried to do what they tried to do with Trump to me. And it's not been successful with smart people of every race, color, and creed across this country. But it has been successful with a lot of the libertarian or conservative movement of people that are getting politically active and trying to organize things, that they really believe that if the media is attacking somebody, you better not get near them because that means you'll get attacked. They don't get the fact that if you're effective, you're going to be attacked, and you should embrace that. And the real leadership of America and people that want freedom and justice get that and understand that. Oh, Alex Jones has been sent child porn in the Sandy Hook case. Yeah, because the globalists are scared. And they admitted it was an unopened email to our company that the establishment subpoenaed, got, and found, and showed hidden scans of it to try to, but people went, that's bull. It's Jones exposes the pedophiles. So it goes back to when people come and say, how are you taking it? I'm like, how are you taking it? Our country's being taken over. I'm fighting. I expect to get attacked. But it's the way people want to have their cake and eat it too. Fight the globalists, fight for freedom, fight for justice. But then someone who's been a general in the fight for decades, and whose army of activists have taken us to victory, these people don't even have the instincts to sign on to that because they think it's all about them being political leaders and viable for whatever, when it's not even going to matter in the future if we don't change things and stop over-calculating and stop trying to be politicos and stop trying to polish our image and roll our sleeves up and expose that the Democrats are Chi-Com, enemy-funded, and are literally trying to bring the entire country down and are trying to trigger a civil war. And the average conservative activists around the country can't even get their act together. Meanwhile, the main groups that have financed Trump and had some of the biggest fundraisers for him. For 6 months, I've been trying to get me to go on speaking tours and do these big events. And I was so busy, I said no until I realized, wait a minute. The big smart Republicans that helped get Trump in, they know where the liberty movement's going. They get this is the future. They're smart enough to want InfoWars. But the very grassroots we awoken, a bunch of them are trying to be the new politicos. What a joke. I'll be there in the armored vehicle. The whole crowd will come over to me. All the media will cover us. You're a fool.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I could escape this feeling with my China girl. I feel a wreck without my little China girl.
All right. We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to just say one more thing about what I talked about last segment. This isn't about me. You understand? I'm always saying, don't go to rallies. Go into the capitals and talk to the politicians yourself and go at their meet and greets out in the field and get in their face or run against them and then be on the podiums and in the debates against them. That's how you are most effective. It's good to have rallies too and then to have our own media and report on them. But the mainstream media isn't who you care about. They're going to distort you. So Trump doesn't ever deny InfoWars, and Trump says he likes InfoWars, and Trump tweets InfoWars when the media tells him not to because he understands not being bullied by the media. But then we're just trying to get people on to promote their Virginia rally. And they're like, whoa, 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 Alex Jones, you're too controversial. It's amateur hour. I don't need to be up at your podium, dummy. I can go in front of a press conference or have it at the Capitol with 50 cameras. They all turn on to me. It's like Satan showed up to these people. It's that you don't have the instincts. And I'm not attacking the leaders of the thing. There's a bunch of groups and things. I'm just talking about amateur hour in general. So President Trump likes InfoWars. President Trump tweets it. But the people that think they're going to stop gun confiscation in Virginia, at least the ones organizing stuff, they're like, ooh, Alex Jones. And again, it's that amateurism that continues to let the mainstream media have this power when they have almost no viewers to intimidate people. You know how CNN takes people's sponsors up? They call their sponsors and go, you're a sponsor of this. We're going to do a report if you don't drop this group. It's tortious interference. Oh yes, CNN. Oh. When Chick-fil-A got boycotted, they doubled their money. Now they start bowing. They start losing money. It's just a joke. Syrian girls popping in. If Ranger and Michael and James can hold till the end of the hour, I will get to you. I respect your calls, but we've got to get to this guest. I really want you to hear what you have to say about the gun confiscation. If you got to go, I understand. And then I'll host a little bit in the next hour, then Matt Bracken, who's really been warning of this and has been central in exposing how they'll plant a false flag, and it's unfolding just like he said it would. He's going to be hosting in the next hour. So please spread the word on that, because everything is about getting the word out here. Syrian girl, I wanted to go to you here, and I appreciate you joining us. People said, who's Syrian girl? We go through her whole bio. You go to her Twitter. Her family was a part of the ruling party there. She didn't like Assad. They left Australia. She'd been on the show for 7-8 years. Very eloquent lady, and very respected. You can find her bio and all of her information, on her Twitter. And we like to get different perspectives on Syrian girl. Is it partisan girl? And Patreon, Syrian girl, if you want to find out her background, who she is and everything. I want to just get an update from her in a snapshot since Soleimani got killed a few weeks ago and what's unfolding there on where she sees all this going. Thanks for joining us, Syrian girl.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So just an update. Trump obviously has signaled that if any of the demonstrators get hurt, we may do something. I think that's good on the surface. That might encourage the opposition groups to launch attacks now to get Iran to attack them. And now we're kind of drug in by that. And I think that's what we've seen Restart and others kind of say.
Well, I think they're not going to do anything directly against Iran because last week, you know, Trump actually did the right thing in not escalating further when the U.S. base was attacked. So I think that if a U.S. base gets attacked and they don't want to get directly involved with a war and with Iran, like that's their casus belli right there. So I don't think we're going to see any of that. But like last week, I think I told you guys that Iran would retaliate without question. But I think the important thing to talk about now, I think, is that Trump was set up. I think that now we've learned that, as Esper said, all that false intelligence about imminent threat was bogus. And actually, Trump said that, he didn't say that. There's an article that's come out by Business Insider that said that he's been saying that he was pressured into this attack by like Lindsey Graham and other GOP senators because he had impeachment hanging over his head. So the people who have been responsible for this debacle are actually Lindsey Graham and Nancy Pelosi. So who was the driving force behind this impeachment? So they're kind of good cop, bad copying him. The neocons are pressuring him into war. And actually, you know, in October, I made a video on my channel saying that I believe impeachment was a form of blackmail that they're trying to use against Trump. Because at that time, at that very same moment, in October, was when he was trying to pull troops out of Syria. Suddenly this impeachment thing is hanging over his head.
And then we had, as you mentioned, the Secretary of Defense kind of throw Trump under the bus. But now Obama's former national security advisor, James Jones, says Trump is right. So there is a lot of weirdness going on. And as you said, some of the Democrats behind the scenes have been pressuring with the neocons for Soleimani's death. Now they're talking about impeaching Trump for it.
Yeah, that's right. It's a setup. You know, he's the fall guy. They pressured him into it, and now all the consequences that happened since is they're trying to make it his fault. Well, obviously, where did the false intelligence come from? It didn't come from him. So, you know, at the end of the day, this is a debacle because they probably told him that Iran wouldn't retaliate. Probably they were expecting, so as Pompeo was tweeting that, you know, they're going to de-escalate and they're going to negotiate a new deal. But that's exactly the opposite of what anyone could see. Anyone who isn't a neocon could see that it was going to end up escalating. And the possibility of World War III was on the table. And I think that's why Trump decided to de-escalate and not retaliate. He realized it was all, you know, a lie. And it's interesting now that we have Putin talking to the United Nations about how the nuclear powers need to come together to neutralize the threat of global war, which is what we're facing.
Putin earlier today gave a speech, five nuclear armed states must work together to neutralize the threat of global war. Here's some of what the leader of Russia had to say.
It's time to understand our responsibility, and the example must be set by the founders of the UN. Five nuclear states have responsibility to maintain the sustainable development of the mankind. These five nations must start with the measures of getting rid of the preconditions for the global war, coming up with the approaches to come up with stability.
How do you think the deep state is going to come at Trump next? And what's the word on the Middle East? What's coming out of Persia?
Well, you know, these protests that are going on, the driving, as I told you guys during the Arab Spring of 2011, you know, they were at that time we were being fed the stuff about democracy. But of course, it turned out to be the Muslim Brotherhood, which is what I told you guys in 2012. So at the moment, they're telling us that these protests in Iran are about, you know, women's rights and democracy, etc. But really, the driving force behind it is this group called the MEK, which in 2012 was delisted off the terrorist group list that the State Department has. So pre-2012, pre the Arab Spring, these guys were designated a terrorist organization, just like the Muslim Brotherhood. And what they are is like an extremist communist cult. So, like, just because, you know, a theocracy that forces people into, you know, wearing a headscarf is a bad thing, doesn't mean, like, this communist cult is a good alternative. We need to really become more cynical about really what's happening in Iran. Obviously, it's related to current events. Obviously, the State Department and the neocons, they don't want the Iranian regime or government to be in power, and they are very skilled at, you know, putting a lot of money into these people.
All right, Syrian girl, thanks for the update. We'll be back with more calls and then Matt Bracken.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again. Because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But
up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family and for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Take calls from James and Michael, who've been holding one's Army National Guard on the gun confiscation topic. Same thing with Michael, Army on gun confiscation. Appreciate them holding. But Syrian girl, I wanted you to be able to finish up. What do you think Trump should do about what the neocons are up to and what's happening with Iran?
You know, I think Trump, first and foremost, needs to name names. He needs to name who has been responsible for, you know, coming up with the false intelligence and pressuring him, Lindsey Graham, Nancy Pelosi, the impeachment. Also, he can take the opportunity now because Iraqi parliament has requested for U.S. troops to leave. And the neocons are threatening them financially because they want so badly to remain in Iraq that they won't respect the democracy that they supposedly set up. And they're trying to say that they're going to cut their access to the Fed, so to, in order to sell their oil. and add sanctions on top of that, all this crazy stuff. Trump has the opportunity now to use that fact that the parliament is asking for a U.S. troop withdrawal to pull troops out. I know in October he wanted to pull troops out of Syria. They came up with this impeachment stuff to pressure him. He obviously wants to pull out. Otherwise, he wouldn't say that they're in Syria just for the oil. I feel like he's saying that just so he can humiliate the people around him that want to be in Syria and add, you know, because he does want to pull out. So I think that what he needs to do is defend himself and not be the fall guy on the Soleimani assassination by naming names and perhaps, you know, making more statements about possible pullout from Iraq and Syria as well.
Thanks for your perspective. I've got to say, though, you've been vindicated with the deep state, both Republican and Democrat, some of them trying to say Trump, you know, was a bad guy and Trump lied about this stuff. And then it comes out that they did give him that intelligence. It's just so Machiavelli how they operate. Syrian girl, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a few final calls here, and then I'm going to try to take a five-minute break at the start of the next segment to play some gun confiscation clips, because there's a lot of things I want to say. It's not that I'm tired. I've just read so many articles, looked at so much news, that I want to just take a break for 5 minutes and get refocused to say some things I've got to say here on air. Because it's now not just an intellectual or political thing that's theoretical. There's no doubt that there is a large number of really serious criminals in this country working with multinational corporations and the communist Chinese to take this country down. And they're the ones that have escalated the threat level. They're the ones on the continuation of force scale that have brought us to this. And I'm not somebody that likes violence or somebody that wants physical conflict. And I'm not in a position to lead it. And I'm not going to be involved in it offensively. Everybody knows I just state my intentions. That's my secret weapon, is just straight shooting. I am what you get. We're starting to get to a point that as a citizen who's sworn an oath publicly to defend my family and your family and our honor, that we need to be very peaceful and very focused and very active right now. And then we have to understand that if we don't bust our ass to get in these people's face and really let them know we're watching them, that the Chi-Coms and the globalists know they can sit this out. They think they can. And so they are intending to start a shooting war in the country. And there's a good chance it's going to start. So we better start having a discussion about what we're going to do. So that's that. And if the president would have arrested some of the deep state, gosh, he's got plenty to do it, and let the chips fall where they may, if they try to bring out some dirt on some of the Trump people, nobody's going to care. As long as he's pro-American and it's not screwing kids or something, we're going to support him. Okay? People understand we need action now, okay? Enough talk. And I'm not saying it's my pay grade to say what we should do. I don't think the president knows. We're all above our pay grade here. It's just that we're not in normal situations now. And the Democrats are a bunch of insane meth heads who are minions and are paid for by the globalists. So they're not even leaders. So the real people running this are sitting back thinking they're insulated. And they're not insulated. And they need to know they're not insulated. And so push is coming to shove. All right, James in Virginia. No. James is next. Michael's been holding longer. Michael in Ohio, Army on gun confiscation. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. It's an honor to speak to you. I'm a veteran of the United States Army, and I served under President Obama, unfortunately. And how I came onto your show is we were starting to get, like, slideshows from the top from this company called the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I turned to my buddy, and I was like, dude, they're telling us what to believe. I'm like, this is going against our religion. He's like, dude, this is some Alex Jones type stuff. And I was like, the 9/11 conspiracy guy? And he's like, dude, he's right. He's like, listen to him with me after work. And the more I listened to him, the more I was like, wow, this is really bad. And then it wasn't but a couple weeks later, we started getting like surveys or censuses to try and see like what we would do as soldiers. And one of the questions was, would we go and confiscate weapons from the American people? And we were like, oh my God, he's absolutely right. And we tried to tell people about this, and no one would cover it. No one would talk to us about it or anything. And we tried to raise the alarm about this, but our response as a unit, as a whole, like your previous caller was talking about, we were told that that if we ever got that order, whoever gave it to us, our lieutenant or our company commander, we would have them removed by any means necessary. But this is absolutely real, what is happening. We were at the beginning stages of it, and they realize that they can't use the military as their pawns, and that's why they're doing this UN thing, because the same stuff is continuing to go on. It's just behind the scenes because Trump is president now.
Wow, Michael, I really appreciate you holding for so long to say that. I want you to be able to spend a few minutes with us, and then we'll get to James, too, but to flesh out, because I remember there was the questionnaires under Clinton. People couldn't believe it, and turned out it was real. The ones under Obama, I remember that was, what, 2-3 years after he got in, was the ones we learned about. Then they had the threat assessment saying gun owners and veterans were the number one threat, because when they assessed the veterans and got back, well, not even the veterans, the active duty, non-commissioned officers, it was something like 98% said no. In fact, we'll shoot who gives the order, which is what you're supposed to do in this country. And until a few decades ago, they taught that in the military, that if you get that order, you kill who gives it. And so they're attempting to turn you against the American people is what woke up military and law enforcement. The attempt of the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and all these creepy groups to come in and do that is what finally made the military and police go, wow, Alex Jones is right. And that's what made our show get even bigger. Well, suddenly they were all tuning in because they knew we told the truth. We'd been given that by officers in the military before it ever got to you. So I was warned by the military, because obviously the officers didn't have a way to get it to you. Then I got it to you, and then I got the credit and the hate. And it's not about credit. People need to know the chain of how this happened. And so it's deadly dangerous right now. What do you make of what they're attempting in Virginia and other areas, and what do you think Trump needs to do? Because I'm not somebody that wants this to be a shooting war, but what are we going to do if the Democrats start one?
I think what they're trying to do, where this whole the whole UN thing, job application, went spread like wildfire, what they want is they want us to be baited into an incident where they can set up some kind of red flag so that they can, the governor of Virginia can set up his martial law and shut everything down. But the thing is, like, people have to understand, where is the White House? You know, so if he shuts down Virginia and they do this Trump impeachment thing and you get a couple wild card Republicans that turn code at the last second and Virginia's completely shut down, we don't have access to do anything. So
exactly. Stay there. I want to come back to you and go back to the questionnaire when it happened. This is historic. We've got these calls years ago. It's been in the news a few times, but people need to hear it from somebody that experienced it. Don't hang up. Back in 2 minutes. But I just want to say something here, folks. This is really happening. I can't believe it, but it's really happening. And behind the scenes, if you knew what was going on, you'd know how dangerous it is. You heard that state police officer who talked to the higher-ups, and they're all getting threatened. When this goes down, you do what you're told, and we'll indict you. So they've got the blue cities that are already lawless under UN. They're already breaking the borders. They're trying to break the economy. They're trying to take the president out. And the president, I respect the president, and I think he knows what he's doing with what he's got. Because he's got moles all under him. He hasn't got even partial control of the executive. We can't expect him stuck on a beachhead under attack to be perfect. But he needs to rhetorically come out in these speeches and talk about the deep state and talk about Virginia and get ahead of it. Because Biden and all of them are betting all their marbles on it months ago, telling you they're going to strike in Virginia. And history does repeat itself. This country was born in Virginia and Boston, and the Civil War started there, too. We'll be right back with the fourth hour.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com, where you find the 60-plus products, where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, You can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it, word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar. And I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020, however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words. That's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You probably noticed the last year or so the music's gotten a lot more dramatic here. Well, air raid sirens are a good archetypal image of incoming crisis. Another big article just broke at ZeroHedge.com. We'll post it to InfoWars.com. Epstein trafficked girls as recently as 2018, some as young as 11. New reports come out, of course. We were broke 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago that his brother's still running a company, recruiting young women that look like they're 15 years old, and by the woman given immunity in the last case 13 years ago, she's involved in it. The media knows, will not touch it. London Guardian made one mention of it. Head UN scientist says we've covered up vaccine deaths. The doctors are turning against us. Zero coverage. Except for people that know about this show and band.video. We're going to finish up with Michael and James here. And then it's Mike Adams today, who's one of the only other people other than Matt Bracken covering Virginia before it got big. He is an expert on it. It's Bracken's tomorrow. So I misspoke earlier. Sorry. Get my day switched here. A lot of stuff going on. But Michael, finishing up, go back to the time, the place if you can. The questionnaire you got about confiscating guns and what that was like.
I was with 10th Mountain Division in Fort Drum, New York, and it was about 2009 or 2010 when this questionnaire came out. And to say that we were shocked that this was even a question that was being asked. I mean, because there's a reason when you take your oath that it's the first thing that you do. That's your first thing that you do in the military, is you take your oath of enlistment. And all the members of the military need to remember that that is first for a reason. And this attempt to wipe the Constitution across the ground, we need to remember that, not just all service members, but all veterans as well. That oath doesn't expire just because you get out of the military. That is an oath that is for life. And to see these things working, like being an active member of the military, you're going to be torn of what is the right thing to do. But you need to go back to your oath and remember that's the first thing for a reason.
The good news is, though, you say this really woke up your unit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were kind of looking at our sergeants, our team leaders and our squad leaders, when we were getting this, like, is this serious? Like, is this a joke? And we even asked our first sergeant. And they kind of, the further up we went, the more it was kind of like, it's just a questionnaire. They're just asking. And it was like, why are they asking, though? This shouldn't even be talked about. And we all agreed that we were going to sign it the same way. And if we were ever given these orders, we would remove whoever gave us this order by any means necessary. And by any means necessary means by any means necessary. And you're absolutely right when you say it every day. The answer to 84 is 1776.
Well, everybody's going to get a chance to test their mettle here soon, one way or another, because the Justice Department is not rounding up these groups because the Chi-Coms are so deeply embedded in us. I guess it's like trying to remove a giant tumor off the heart. There'll be no heart left. And I don't know how you go in and remove these people when they're so dug in. But it's just anybody that's been an Ever-Trump or anybody that's been a neocon, anybody that's worked for Soros at a high level and made New World Order statements, anti-American statements, just needs to get the hell out of this country. They're the ones trying to break the nation, trying to destroy it. And they are enemy combatants. They've declared that the country is their enemy. They've worked for foreign powers against it. And now they're trying to cause a civil war. And I'm just sitting here saying, hey, why the hell are we putting up with this? That's all.
And we really have to show up at the polls. It's not just, it seems to me like the general thing is like Republicans go out and vote for the president, but we need to vote in every single election because the president needs as much of our help as he can get. And just voting for him to be reelected, it's not enough. He needs people all around him to help him.
Well, that's right. The Democrats are involved in election fraud. So you've got to get like five people, you know, that have never voted to wake up, to go register and to vote. And everybody's got to run for office, whether it's city council, you name it, to get in the debates and get in their face. I'm telling you, they're going to take everything from everybody and bring us into total hell if we don't get extremely aggressive now. Thank you, sir. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I have a few other items I want to add before Mike Adams takes over on the Virginia subject and so many others here in the next segment. Believe me, I'll be having my lunch and listening to him when I take a break because he's extremely informative and has good foresight on what's coming up. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to be in D.C. for the Trump trial next week, and I'm going to be in Virginia, about 35 miles away in Northern Virginia, in that historic area, covering the Democrats and the governor declaring a civil emergency already and all the rest of it, really trying to stop any violence being kicked off. But, you know, if they stage any, they'll blame me. That's okay. People are like, oh, you're getting attacked. That's the whole point, is if you're taking on the globalists and successful, they're going to attack you. All these political movements that claim they're patriot or liberty-based that are afraid of any criticism really should just hang it up if they can't handle that. If you're effective, you'll be attacked so that other cowards don't join you. And that's why Trump understands when they say, deny Alex Jones, say he's bad, Trump will tweet out an InfoWars video or article. Trump gets it. And I know our listeners get it. But that is, again, something we have to understand. They stage a massacre and blame it on the Patriot Movement. You can't go, I don't want to be associated with the Patriot Movement. I'm hanging it up. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a false flag. Don't go with their narratives. This is a war. These are known liars. James in Virginia, you're on the air. Army National Guard. God bless you, sir. Thanks for holding. What's your view on the situation?
Yeah, Alex, I've never gotten a chance to talk to you, but listen, I've been a fan and a customer for 20 years, and I only recently retired from the Virginia Army National Guard.
Well, thank you for your service and your support, sir.
I know you don't like fans making schmoozing or whatever, but listen, man, you were the one that gave me the idea to sit my soldiers down before I retired and have a class on the oath of enlistment and the Constitution of the United States, because whenever I ordered something from InfoWars store, it came with a pocket Constitution. And so I bought more by myself, and I handed them out to each of my soldiers. And I made them sit there with their eyes glazed over and listen to why the Constitution is so important as to each and every service member, relating directly to the oath of enlistment. And I've stayed in touch with a handful of those soldiers, and some of them didn't want to hear it. You know, I got laughed at for years for being the conspiracy guy with the InfoWars sticker on the back of his truck. And that's all fine with me. I didn't care about that, you know. But I've stayed in touch with some of these soldiers, and I can tell you within the last 6 weeks, those questions have come down the chain of command about would you be willing to knock on doors and confiscate weapons. And the answer was a resounding no from the people I know.
Well, sir, that's beautiful. And, you know, part of the not having extra money around here is we can't put those free pocket constitutions anymore because the price went up in the packages. That's how lean and mean we've gotten here. But we do still sell them at cost, and we put bumper stickers in every deal there. And that's but I know that the oath of enlistment, all of that is absolutely key to stopping any tyranny. And it's people like you doing what you did that give us a chance now to not have the globalists win because of the information and things you've done. But let's go back to how amazing that is, that you have the soldiers calling you saying they're being asked the questions about what will they do. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, I can just tell you that it went down from the upper chain of command to the platoon sergeant level in at least two units that I know of. And the question was very specific about what are your feelings and would you be willing to follow orders to go door to door, and the soldiers without question said that they would not go along with that. And the platoon sergeant said to his soldiers, if we are ordered by the governor to report, we will not leave the armory. We will sit here in the armory, and we will not leave. And that was their answer.
How long ago was this?
This was last month.
Well, I remember the state legislators shot their mouths off and said, we've been talking to the head of the state guard, the National Guard. We're going to confiscate guns when we pass this. And so the military got that call, the National Guard did, so they had to ask that question. But now what you're saying is confirming what we saw in the news just 3 weeks ago. The National Guard in Virginia said, we will not participate in what the governor is talking about. Think about, though, that we've been brought to that point. These leftists are that crazy, but they're not. They want to escalate things, and they want to trigger some type of confrontation. What do you think, James?
I agree 100%, and I could tell you one thing for sure, Alex. Sitting here in the state of Virginia right now, not only am I looking forward to seeing you on the 20th, this state is wide awake. The repercussions of the actions of this filthy governor have not yet been felt on an election day. This state is wide awake. We're not going to take it. We're going to show up, and we're going to seek to be peaceful. But I'm going to be riding on a bus. I'm hoping to see you when I'm there.
Oh, I'll be there.
They originally were only expecting about 10 buses, and I'm told now they're expecting over 100 buses, and I'll be on one of those buses. And everybody on my bus, on my dime, is getting a free pocket constitution, because that is my way of spitting in the eye of the globalists. And I'll just hand them out till I run out. So.
Well, James, that's beautiful. We're going to be bullhorning and interviewing people and rushing around. Can't wait to shake your hand. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex, and be blessed and have a safe day.
You too. And that's what I wanted to say in this segment. I thought I'd be done with calls by now, but that's what I wanted to say is just what he just said. I wasn't chewing out people that are scared to be associated with InfoWars, because it hurts InfoWars when you do that. It isn't about me. It's about the attitude. Do you think that that sergeant who just called in, who years ago educated those men, felt bad or felt small when they laughed at him. But he knew he was doing the right thing, continuing an American tradition of the NCOs talking to the troops about America and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And if we ever got a King George here, what we'd have to do to fight that tyrant, or a governor that's a tyrant, or a group of governors that are tyrants. That's gone on from the start of this country. And sure, the young men had watched mainstream media. They heard you're supposed to laugh at that. You ever hear about this stuff, about tyrants and world government and gun confiscation? Remember Obama's speeches? We ought to find him where he said, don't listen to people that talk about coming tyranny and gun confiscation and a new world order. That's all lies. That doesn't exist. But now their stealth mode didn't work, so now they're out in the open. We're coming for your guns. We're coming for your kids. World government. And we're going to put you in a FEMA camp, a re-education camp, if you don't do what we want. See, now they're out in the open because they know they're losing, but they hope the fight they start with us, they can somehow organize it with the media and convince those of us that stand up for ourselves, convince people that we're the bad guys. That's not going to work. So it's about doing the right thing, even though at the time people that are ignorant laugh at you, because you know later they're not going to be laughing. And then later it's not about, oh, you were right. Thank you. You're great. You think that last caller thinks he's a perfect person, or it's about him? He was doing his duty as an American because he knew he was right. He's been proven right. We've been proven right. But it's not about that now. It's about the fact that everything we've talked about is now staring us dead in the eyes. And it thought when it made its move, it would have assurance of victory. Now it's got bad footing. It's bleeding to death. And we've got a really good shot at winning. But don't you think that that enemy we've got cornered may be holding its guts in and bleeding down both legs. But that demon is still dangerous. And so if we don't expect really bad things to happen, we're going to be hit flat-footed. The globalists were arrogant. They got hit flat-footed. Now they're hitting us hard. They know they're in trouble. And now we got to finish the job. Cut off the fentanyl flooding in. Cut off all the pedophile and devil worship. Get God back in our lives. And this country and the world will turn around just like that. I know the churches are all bought off, telling you it's the end of the world. Bow down to Satan. But we're not going to do it. Mike Adams is taking over. And I'm going to Virginia. I'll see you in Virginia.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And, folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
It's either happened to every person listening or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe, show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
On The Alex Jones Show, thanks for joining me. Mike Adams here with more analysis of what's happening in Virginia, as well as a story that I just posted. I didn't even have a chance to tell the producers there at InfoWars. It's got a near complete transcript of this left-wing lunatic captured by Project Veritas Action. And a new analysis here. It's shocking. This left-wing communist lunatic who wants to carry out mass executions of both conservatives and sort of centrist liberals, anyone who's not radical left-wing communism, he says they should be killed and essentially, you know, thrown in a ditch. That's essentially what he's calling for. Excuse me. The new transcript that's out shows that this guy is an eco-fascist who sounds exactly like Ocasio-Cortez. He sounds like AOC. He uses words like she uses. He keeps saying like this, like, you know, from the transcript, from the video today, he says, quote, like we're here to preserve the planet, to preserve people. He says this is part of his strategy for mass killing. Quote, we don't want to effing have to like eliminate people, right? That sounds just like AOC. But if people are going to try to fight back against the revolution, he says, like when you hear about like atrocities committed by like in Cuba by like Fidel and Che, like killing people, like those people who were actively like they were like anti-revolution. Doesn't this sound just like AOC? They were fighting against the revolution. And if you guys were in a war and you encounter people that were fighting against you, what did you do to those people, right? The same holds true in a revolution, he says. The same holds true. He goes on to talk about how they, the radical left-wing communists, that they are going to save the planet and they are going to save humanity. But in order to achieve that, they have to carry out mass killings and run gulags for the survivors. He says, quote, that he's, quote, all aboard for gulags. Like, I feel there needs to be re-education for a significant portion of our society, he says. And he goes on and on like this. It sounds, again, exactly like a radical left-wing eco-fascist or an eco-terrorist. Some elements of this sound to me like Greta Thunberg. And it sounds like AOC and it sounds like others who are these radicals on the left who now justify this mass violence against humanity by saying that they are the ones who are going to kill the enemies of the planet, they are going to save the Earth and they are going to save humanity. Now, think about this rationally for a second, folks. What authoritarian communist nation in the history of the world has ever been good for the planet or good for humanity? I mean, look at communist China, one of the most polluted countries in the world. So polluted that a lot of their exports are contaminated with heavy metals. It's horrible. Their rivers, you can't even bathe in the rivers without practically committing suicide from toxic exposure and pollution. Communism does not equal taking care of the environment. Communists destroy the environment, and they destroy humanity. Look at the history of genocide, of democide against humanity carried out by communist regimes, from Joseph Stalin and the Stalin Revolution to Chairman Mao and the Communist Revolution and the Cultural Revolution and modern-day Venezuela or even North Korea, which maybe is not strictly communism, but it certainly is the type of authoritarianism that communists like to put into place. These philosophies of communism, of radical left-wing ideology that are anti-free market, that are anti-individual liberty, that are anti-freedom, anti-constitution, anti-Second Amendment, anti-free speech, these philosophies lead to the destruction of human societies. There is no other outcome that you can achieve. Even when you take a country like Venezuela, it had unlimited wealth under the ground. It's like pots of gold under the ground. All they had to do was drill into the earth and get the oil and sell the oil, and they could practically build a utopia. And yet, because communism is so bad, radical left-wing socialism slash communism, it's such a horrible philosophy, they managed to destroy that nation to the point where people who have PhDs and master's degrees and advanced university education are dumpster diving for food. And those are the ones who haven't yet fled Venezuela to other countries. Communism or communist ideologies have destroyed a nation that was one of the leading rising examples of first world abundance and first world education and civil society. Venezuela was on the rise toward that goal, and now they have been utterly destroyed. The economy destroyed, liberties destroyed, gun rights destroyed. And that was one of the first mistakes they made, by the way, was giving up their guns. And this is why, and I'm going to talk about Virginia today here, this is why the people of Virginia, God bless you, you're doing exactly the right thing. Do not give up your guns ever under any circumstances. Any order to confiscate your guns is an illegal order. Any conspiracy to take away your guns and to steal them, frankly, is a conspiracy to commit felony crimes of mass theft. And the fact that the government itself is committing those conspiracy crimes and felony theft crimes, that doesn't nullify the crimes. They are still the criminals. Governor Northam is a criminal. And we'll get to that more in the next segment. But we still have a few minutes left here. Let me read you some more of what this insane Bernie Sanders supporter, well, I don't know if you can call him insane. There's a lot of people like this. He talks about how they work with Antifa and how they work with DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, and they work for Bernie Sanders. This individual who I've been quoting is on the Bernie Sanders campaign payroll. And you gotta thank Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, truly one of the most amazing journalists of our time. In fact, in my mind right now, James O'Keefe and Owen Schroyer and many other people on the InfoWars crew, like Caitlin Bennett and so on, these are the real journalists of our time. They deserve national recognition for their efforts. It's amazing what they are doing. I mean, the courage of Owen Schroyer and what he's been doing. It is, sometimes it's the highlight of my day watching Owen, what he's doing out there in the field. And I know Alex feels the same way. He's got to be proud of InfoWars.com and the InfoWars reporters. What they are doing, this is real journalism. This puts the Washington Post to shame. This makes a joke of the New York Times. The real journalism is happening in operations like Project Veritas and InfoWars.com and a few other independent media outlets. It's amazing. And that's why your support is absolutely important. And I think Alex mentioned earlier, I was watching the show today, he's got the new fish oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. There is nothing better for your cardiovascular health than taking healthy, clean, lab-tested fish oils. And that's what they've got. They've got mercury-free fish oils. They've got the cleanest source that you can get out there. And I know it's hard to get clean sources on fish oils. So support your health and support InfoWarsStore.com so that we can keep doing our job. for America and for you to bring you this information. Without your support, we can't exist. And now you know what we're up against. You listen to the words of these people like Kyle Jurek here from the Project Veritas video. And I've said this before, and now people are waking up and realizing it. They want to kill you. They are planning to kill you. They want Bernie Sanders to win the White House, and then they are going to launch a massive killing, mass executions of all Trump supporters if they can get away with it. Now, I think they will fail. I think they will fail for, I don't know, 556 reasons, 5.56, or maybe 308 reasons, or maybe 338 reasons, 338 Lapua Magnum. They're going to fail because Americans will fight back, but much more straight ahead here on the InfoWars show. I'll be back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them, but it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
We're going to cover Virginia in this segment. And, excuse me, as you're aware, Virginia is looking like the epicenter of the next civil war in America. The most likely scenario, and Alex earlier today was spot on with his analysis of this scenario, they're going to stage a false flag attack on Virginia law enforcement personnel or an attempted attack on perhaps the governor or lawmakers in Virginia. They're going to blame it on gun owners so that they can designate gun owners to be terrorists. When that happens, then the governor is going to expand the emergency order that he already gave, which prohibits firearms on the Capitol grounds, the state capitol there in Richmond. And he's going to expand that to the entire state, and he's going to run the roadblocks, the road checkpoints that we reported on weeks ago. It was only us in the independent media. We had sources that leaked to us that this plan was being discussed by Governor Northam in Virginia, who is a criminal traitor to America, a baby killer, and a racist, by the way. If you want to know who that guy really is, he's a horrible human being, and I'm not even sure about that he's all human. He is a horrible entity. We'll say it that way. He kind of looks almost human, but maybe a little more human than Hillary Clinton at the moment, but I don't think he's all human. In other words, he's an evil demonic entity, or at least that's the kind of influence that he's got, or he's lost his mind, something like that. He's like a psychopath who managed to get into the office of the governorship. And as part of his psychopathy, he has been planning and conspiring to pull off this massive false flag against gun owners in Virginia. So the way this is going to shape up, possibly on January 20th, which is called Lobby Day, they're going to be, according to a caller earlier, going to be over 100 buses of gun supporters coming in to peacefully and lawfully protest against the gun confiscation orders of or gun confiscation laws that are trying to be put forth by the Democrat lawmakers in that state. That is a ripe opportunity, and Alex himself understands this and has explained it. It's a ripe opportunity for the radical left to stage violence. And what they're doing specifically is they're putting state troopers and law enforcement officers out there on the front lines to act as bait. And they know that if they can kill, and again, this is their plan, not the gun owners, this is the radical left and their operatives and their covert black ops people. If they know, if they can kill some state troopers and kill some police officers or kill anyone in law enforcement who is pro-Northam, you know, pro-Democrat, then the media, it'll be nationwide news, and they'll say all gun owners are terrorists. End of story. Now, remember that when a radical Muslim hijacks a van or steals a van and runs over people, it's never the fault of all Muslims, of course. In fact, we're reminded by the news that you can't condemn all Muslims. In fact, it wasn't even a Muslim. The van did it. It was the van that ran over people. And you'll see headlines in the media, van attacks pedestrians, or van runs over people like there was no driver. Like it's a magical spirit van or something that has its own mind, like a Stephen King novel or something. This van started up and just ran over people. You're never allowed to blame Muslims. But if they can convince you that one gun owner or one Trump supporter or one InfoWars fan with a bumper sticker opened fire in some way, even in self-defense, then they can paint all gun owners as terrorists, and that is exactly what they are going to do. This is their plan. Even if they have to stage it, fake it, doesn't matter. They've done that before. They're going to do it again. The idea is to cause escalation. And so for this reason alone, I need to urge everybody watching here. Yes, it's your right to keep and bear arms. It's a Second Amendment right. At the same time, we all need to be on the watch here very carefully. Watch out for provocations that try to sweep you into being caught on camera. They will stage CNN cameras all around this false flag event. And then they will initiate something to try to get gun owners to pull out their guns and shoot back in self-defense. And then CNN will edit the video to make it look like you were the aggressor. If you pull a gun and you fire a gun, especially if it's an AR-15, if it's a rifle, oh, especially a homemade rifle or a 3D printed rifle, have no illusions. CNN is going to catch you on camera. They're going to edit it. They're going to lie. They're going to distort the whole story. And for all we know, they may throw a bunch of dead bodies that dump them out of the back of a van that they have staged so to make it look like more people died than actually did. This is the kind of thing they do from time to time. They will stage everything. They'll stage the whole scene. They'll edit it. They will lie. They are deceivers. As Alex says, they're at war with America. There's nothing they won't do. There is no rule of journalism that they follow anymore. They don't have any standards. They don't have any ethics. They don't have any morals. If they have to go out, literally, if they have to go out and themselves murder 30 children in an elementary school and put them in a van and dump them on the scene so they can have a picture of a Second Amendment supporter opening fire, and then they can piece all that together and say, oh, my God, these gun nuts, they killed a bunch of kids, they will do that. Have no illusions. They will do that. They've done it. It's not the first time that false flags have been used in war throughout world history, just so you know. So you need to be vigilant here. You need to practice discipline. I've said this before about the coming civil war. Whoever opens fire first loses. Whoever shoots first loses. Hope you understand that. Hold your fire until the last possible moment. But if they're coming for you, if they, the enemies of America, the traitors, if they are committing acts of violence against you or attempting to, at some point, I understand we have no choice but to act in self-defense. But make sure that is the very last option because they are setting you up. Mark my words, this is coming. A major false flag event is coming. Now, roadblocks, roadside checkpoints. This is, again, a bait operation. They're putting state troopers out there, law enforcement out there, hoping that they get shot. And they're going to have, you know, special cameras added to the police vehicles probably to make sure that they can for sure capture somebody, you know, shooting a police officer. That's the goal. So if you are a state trooper or you're a police officer in Virginia, understand you are being put out there as a sacrificial lamb of sorts. You are being thrust out there with the hopes, the Democrats hope that you are shot and killed because they want the narrative that follows. And that's why we all have to be extremely vigilant right now about all of this. Bottom line, here's the good news. The Democrats cannot win unless you choose to surrender. They cannot win if you refuse to turn over your guns. If you continue to gather peacefully and lawfully and make your voice heard and make your numbers visible and you abide by the law and you demand the rule of law, and yet you are willing to hold on to your guns at any cost, ultimately probably even willing to put your life on the line to defend your Second Amendment rights, then they, the Democrats, cannot win. They cannot defeat that. They can only win if they can convince you to surrender your guns. And that, my friends, that's the whole point of the Second Amendment false flag operation. They want a false flag so they can convince the gun owners of Virginia that, oh, I must be a bad person if I own a gun. I'm going to turn them in, just like they convinced a lot of people in New Zealand or Australia many years ago. They have to convince you to surrender your guns. That's the only way they can win. Once they do that, then they know they can carry out the mass killings that are being described by this person caught on video by Project Veritas. Mass murder is the goal. It's just like the Third Reich. It's just like Nazi Germany. First, they convince the Jews to give up their guns, and then they can carry out the mass roundups. And here, get on the railroad cars. We have a food camp for you. You're going to be taken care of. Don't worry. You're going to have showers. Everything's good. And you get on the railroad car because you gave up your guns because you wanted to be a good citizen. And guess what? They drop you off in a giant oven or a giant Zyklon B shower chamber. Guess what? It's not clean water. It's toxic, deadly gas created by a pharmaceutical company, by the way, IG Farben. So there you go. Don't be fooled. Never give up your guns, not under any circumstances. Anyone who demands that you give up your guns is a criminal traitor to this nation and should be, in my opinion, arrested, prosecuted, and tried under the rule of law. Not just by vigilante citizens, but under the rule of law. They should be prosecuted and tried for crimes against America. You can achieve victory if you refuse to surrender. Much more straight ahead. We'll be back here on Wars.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented Silver Sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, final segment on today's broadcast here, followed by War Room coming up next. Look, there's a great new video that we just posted this morning onto band.video. It's called The Era of Treason. It's only 5 minutes long, but it's really good. Check it out on band.video. We post a video there every single day. We parallel post, of course, on Brighteon.com. And also got good news for those of you who are looking to do live streaming. Our R&D team on Brighteon, I worked with this morning, they tell me we're about 6 weeks away from being able to launch live streaming capabilities on Brighteon.com. So imagine uncensored live streaming capability. That's coming soon to that independent video platform that we built. The number one user is InfoWars and Alex Jones, but we have a lot of other users coming on there. I do know that some prominent nonprofit groups are also going to be using that live streaming functionality. Also, I haven't yet been able to verify this, but I've heard a rumor. I'm not going to name the name, but I've heard that some other independent video platforms out there are now starting to ban vaccine videos. I'm not sure that's true. We're trying to check it out, but I just want you to know that vaccine truth videos are always welcomed on Brighteon.com, and I know also Band.Video covers that as well at Infowars.com. They cover that, you know, especially over the last few days. You've seen all these videos come out, World Health Organization scientists caught lying. It's incredible. Like this one MD, the chief scientist of the WHO, I can't even pronounce her last name. She's an Indian woman. Her name's too complicated to remember, I'm sorry. But she had put out a propaganda video with the WHO at the end of November last year. And in the propaganda video, she says, oh, vaccines are risk-free. We can treat disease without risk. The safety systems are awesome. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but this is what she says, basically, that everything's great. Vaccines are the best thing in the world for solving disease. And then you cut to the actual leaked video from the World Health Organization. And I think Dell Bigtree's organization, Highwire, helped get this video. At least that's my understanding. But the video leaked. InfoWars covered it a couple days ago. We've covered it at Natural News as well. In this leaked video, she says, oh, my God, the safety systems don't work. There's long-term, like, adverse effects for vaccines. We're not communicating clearly. We don't have a safety net. It's just – and that's only 5 days later. So this woman, she blatantly lies. She lies about vaccine safety, and she is just like all these other experts at the WHO, the United Nations, and so on, the CDC, the FDA. Not only are they lying to you, but I mean, they deliberately are lying. They know that they are lying to you. They conspire in their own minds to misinform the public about vaccines. And it's only the independent media that is covering this, like InfoWars or Natural News or what have you. And I have a question, by the way. Will the tech giants now unban all our channels now that we have been proven correct by the testimony of World Health Organization scientists, right? Since we were banned for questioning the safety of vaccines, well, now, gosh, these WHO scientists are admitting that vaccines aren't safe. They don't have safety tracking systems. One scientist was on there saying, we don't even have barcodes on the vaccines. We can't even track if there's one bad lot. We can't even track who that went to. We have no clue. They're admitting all this. So can we have our channels turned back on now? I'm wondering, since we were proven right. Is there an apology to Alex Jones, who has been right about vaccines for years? Apology to myself or Dell Bigtree or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or any of the other activists, and not just activists, but journalists and investigators and analysts out there who have been right about this issue time and time again. Where's the apology? Oh, it's nowhere to be seen or heard from, and the mainstream media isn't covering these lies by the WHO scientists. Imagine that. So there's still a blackout on this news. Wow, who could have ever imagined that that would happen? Oh, no, what a coincidence. They just happened to blackout when the scientists get caught lying about vaccines. All right, let's move on to preparedness here for a second. There is some crazy stuff coming to America. You're probably already aware of that. I'm getting some other pieces of information not yet confirmed that I can't talk about of crazy stuff maybe happening in the Midwest soon. We have volcanoes exploding in the Philippines, as you know. We have the whole ring of fire, the San Andreas Fault. We've got ground-penetrating radar planes flying over, like patterns over parts of eastern or southeastern California, for example. A lot of crazy things happening, not just the Senate trial for Trump's, you know, impeachment vindication, not just the Civil War situation in Virginia, not just the fact that reportedly the vast majority of the government, like the top government lawmakers in Russia, just resigned under Putin. I'm not even fully aware of all the details of that yet. But look, things are happening that are pointing to a massively chaotic. This is going to be the year that you will wish you had your prepper supplies together. And I was recently talking to a person I know in the Philippines who lives just 30 miles from this volcano. And I said, well, you know, the volcano's going off and there's a big alert now that it's going to blow. It's going to be some severe situation. Lava flows into the city, you know, into Manila, possibly. It's part of the warning. I said, well, good thing you have a water filter there, right? Because, you know, contaminated water is the biggest problem when infrastructure fails and you have dirty water and people get sick and then they have diarrhea and they die because there are no medical services. And he says, oh, well, I actually don't have a water filter. I said, are you kidding me? You live near a volcano in Manila, in a country that is known for losing the power grid, by the way, in a country that the roads are so jammed, you can't even move out of the city on a good day in less than 3 hours. Imagine an evacuation order in Manila. You're going to go nowhere. There's no such thing as evacuating Manila. But the same thing, or much the same thing, is true in major U.S. cities like Los Angeles. How can you evacuate L.A.? How do you evacuate even Chicago or Houston or Miami? Because you can't go east from Miami, you know, and in L.A. you can't go west. You got ocean to the west and desert to the east. Where do you go? People are not prepared, even when they live in danger zones. And it's mind-blowing to me that here you are, you're on a planet that is always shifting and moving. You're in a geopolitical situation that is changing every single day. The risk of World War III is very real. The risk of civil war domestically is very real. The risk of North Korea launching a nuke or an EMP weapon is very real. NASA says the risk of a solar flare happening is about 12% every decade. That's a very real risk, and that would shut down a lot of electronics and crater the power grid. You got these radical left-wing socialists that want to engage in a mass-killing revolution to overthrow the whole country. How could you not own, you know, a water filter, an emergency backup radio, emergency first aid, iodine supplies, an AR-15, a pistol, you know, 5,000 rounds of ammo, and just on and on and on? How could you not own these things, given that you are living on a planet that is about to suffer mass chaos? And I know that most of you watching or listening, well, you have these supplies because you've been prepared for a long time. But you are living in a society where most other people do not have these supplies. They don't have food. They don't have, you know, dental floss, which can be used for a lot of things, or duct tape, or aluminum foil, or just Vaseline, by the way. You can put it in a cotton balls, and it's used as fire starters to start fires when the wood is wet.
Mike, can I just jump in here for a moment? Yeah. I've been watching you the last 40 minutes or so, and you're just completely dead on. Just in closing, You're pointing out that humans have become domesticated. During the Great Depression, 90% of us were rural. About half of them were completely self-sufficient. Now we're 90% urban, and only about half of the 10% that are rural are totally self-sufficient. So if we have a collapse that happens every 50 to 100 years, it will be next level. And that's why Trump and others are trying to stabilize things, while the globalists are trying to destabilize things, and why this is such a serious time. Earlier today, I had multiple current members of the Virginia State Police, sergeant that had just retired in the Virginia National Guard, who had his former folks calling him saying, yeah, they gave us the gun confiscation questionnaire. And then others called and confirmed that. And then it was in the news that they asked him, and they said they wouldn't be part of it 3 weeks ago. So everything that your sources told you a month ago has now been confirmed, Mike. And so we're going to have those clips out on InfoWars.com as well. But this is just massive that the Democrats are trying to do a gun confiscation and the military saying, no, that was in the news. But now we're getting from on the ground what happened, where the military said unanimously in the National Guard, we're not going to follow those orders. We're going to stay in barracks. So this is huge. They're making their move on the country right now, folks.
Yep.
And Trump, you know, not having the Justice Department take these folks out when they're criminals is only encouraging their next move against all of us.
And yet we tend to live in a society where the people around us are completely unprepared, so they will panic psychologically because they didn't see what's coming the way your audience has, Alex. You know, your audience has the benefit of knowing all of this in advance.
Yes, this audience is the brain trust. Your audience is the brain trust. We're not bragging. It's a fact. We better get the word out now. They want to shut down before this big event, but thank God we're still on air. Naturalnews.com. Mike, the documentaries you're putting out, Brighteon, all of it. We're so honored to have you over at band.video. People should click on the Mike Adams tag and share all of those. God bless you, and thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Alex.
Folks, we're going to be in Virginia. I'm leaving Friday. We've already got crew on their way there. Owen is already about to arrive there.
So please spread the word about band.video, infowars.com/show, because we had to build our own infrastructure via satellite, radio, TV, with the feed so you can get the transmission out. War Room's coming up right now.